Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
America, welcome one and all to the greatest show on planet Earth. This is epic episode 174 tonight. The star date of September 28th, 2023. And our show theme tonight, Chinese at the border. To be more specific, Chinese military age males have been at our southern border found in record numbers. We'll get into all of that tonight. We knew that a few were coming aboard and coming over, but these numbers that I'm going to tell you later on in the show are astounding. We have a lot of new listeners. I want to thank you all for being here tonight. As I say on each show, we are a world at war, and we must prevail. Well, my friends, we meet again. This is the show banned from Twitter. They even banned my ghost account. I'm your Generation X host. And though it's been taken over by Elon Musk, they call it X now, Twitter, rest assured the censors are still there, my friends, and you can't get away with too much. And they ban you, as they have in my case. Well, we'll start the show with Ephesians 6:12, where we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against demonic powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Amen. This is our German Beer Hall, our radio show, every Thursday night. Happy Oktoberfest to all out there in Radio Land. Many of you don't know that Oktoberfest starts actually in late September. I've been to the original one in Munich, Germany, many years ago. Went there with a buddy. We backpacked Europe for a month. Did the James Bond Eastern Europe tour. Oh, right now that trip would cost a lot more with inflation. But we went over there in, God, what was it, 2005? Oh, my God, those good-looking German girls. Went to the Polliner tent. We went to the Hofbrauhaus, the original one in Munich, where the Führer spoke. Oh, yeah, we were there. Boots on the ground. It walked all over Munich. I was really into the World War II history of that town. It's pretty amazing. They have all kinds of, it's really kind of an underground thing over in Germany. You can't really say you want a World War II tour because it's against their laws and whatnot. But we got one anyway. We knew the right people, and they gave us a great tour of many things. And I can't wait to go back one of these days when we clear out Europe of all the mongrel hordes. Got to clear that place out. It's unbelievable. Our German beer garden on the radio is here. Hope everyone's got some libations, some adult beverages. It's always fun to do. I am the Barbarian on the radio airwaves. I'm proud of it. Now, last week, we had a vibrant, lively show, as always. And by the way, we have a lot of people who are tuning in tonight who say, man, I've been hearing about you, been hearing about the show, and I'm there. So if you're out there in Radio Land, we salute you all. Thank you, mein Kameraden, for being in the radio audience. Well, last week we talked about the 14 words, God forbid. We must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. What could be so right Yet the leftists, the Marxists, communists hate that statement. You may call it hateful to want to protect your own. Yet in the same breath, they say you must kowtow and you must work for the security and the existence of all brown and black people, which is flippant. That's really what they're saying when they come against you, when they attack you. Just flip it on them and say, what you're really saying is you want me to work against my own kind, against my nature, and you want me to work instead for the invasion of America, for brown and black people everywhere to supersede us, to overtake us, and to take over the streets of America. Bottom line. I love the bottom line. And that's what it is. And once you know that, the rest is easy. We have many enemies out there. Oh, yes. But tonight, we are broadcasting from Valhalla Studios in the mountains of Arizona. And we have our commandos outside the studio, my compound, machine guns drawn. They are ready for anything, ready for action, as this show is, rest assured.
Im Namen aller Anwesenden und die Freunde darüber zum Ausdruck zu bringen, dass Sie, Herr Feldmarschall von Rundstedt, wieder zum Oberbefehlshaber der Weststreitkräfte ernannt worden sind.
Sparen Sie Reden für die Siegesfeier und kommen wir gleich zur Sache. Luftwaffenstärke?
Luftwaffenstärke, Feldmarschall. Kurz, bitte.
My goal in life is to speak German fluently, just like that. I have been taking some lessons, part of my heritage, and getting better. They say I'm a natural. Well, I should be. My father was full-blooded German, and it's in the blood, if you know what I mean. It's in the blood. It's good. It's good stuff. Well, if immigration is so great, then why didn't the migrants stay in their own country and make their own countries great again? No, they're pouring over our border. Why did they make Honduras great again? Or Costa Rica great again? Venezuela great again? How about Bolivia? How about Panama and Mexico? China, that's a red one. A red herring, pun intended. We'll get to China tonight, rest assured. I have a lot to say about China and the Red Dawn invasion. You're going to love it. Good stuff. Well, did anyone, first of all, watch the second Republican debate? What a freaking clown show. A low-energy debate. I call them the seven dwarfs. Bunch of morons. Trump was right not to be there. He doesn't want to be affiliated with those people, to be blunt. Don't blame him. Okay, so going forward, and people ask you about it, and I caught it. I saw the whole thing. Nothing much to report. There were some good sound bites. Some predictable sound bites, I would say, from Chris Christie and others. But here's the headline you need to know going forward, and I'll sum it up for you there. Trump unscathed in second Republican debate and still remains the front runner. End of story. That would be my headline. It's true. I love the truth. But America right now thinks this is high drama, high political intrigue by the media. It's all ginned up. America's soft right now. They love their drugs, their crime, their looting. They love their transgenderism degeneracy. Do you see Philadelphia the last few days, all the looting there and riots? America. We're really at a crossroads, and I've told you that many times before. But getting back for a moment to this Republican debate, the Republicrats, as I've told you, are part of the Uniparty in D.C. They are weak and gutless right now. Now, when I was a kid, not that long ago, last year, just kidding, I wish, when you said you were a Republican, okay, back in the 80s, people thought you were a freaking Nazi. I'm just telling you. They did. Because most people were still Democrats. Now, Vivek actually had it right in the first debate when he said that they were all bought and paid for. He retracted that on this debate, trying to play nice. But you can't go out there and say that, and then in the second debate, try to take it back. I would have stood firm. They are bought and paid for. He was right. Political shills working for greater Zog and aligning themselves more and more with the Uniparty and the deep state in Washington, D.C. That's what's going on. And that's why the debate is pointless. No one's talking about the 900% increase of Chinese military-age males coming over our border. Did you hear one Republican candidate say anything about that on the debate stage last night? No. Nobody mentioned it. Nobody brought it up. Well, last week we also talked about Dr. Loveland. Well, he's getting restless. He's getting a little fidgety, shall we say. Well, on tonight's show, we will discuss yet again the recent arrivals on our southern border of military-age men from many countries, and especially from Red China. Many speculate that these are trained military saboteurs who will be sleeper cells and will activate once they get the order from their communist masters in Beijing in case of national emergency and or if hostilities break out or even outright Red Dawn invasion. Oh, yes. As I see it, this is pre-placement of military assets inside America. And our so-called corrupt leaders on the take are allowing this to happen. There is no other valid reason, keyword valid, how these men are getting out of communist China, who have extremely, very tight controls on travel, without this being a military plan and sanctioned by our leaders who are paid off to look the other way while the Trojan horse gets inside our borders. Other mongrel rogue nations are also suspect as part of a military cabal to be used in the future against us in our infrastructure, our utility grid, transportation, and our commercial sector, in my view. Well, tonight, we will take calls after the monologue at 563-999-3437. We have great callers on this show, the best in the biz. Great music, promos. Yes, we are a world of war. Never forget that. Well, Chinese military-age males, again, caught on the southern Texas-Mexico border area. You barely heard a blip on this on Fox News, nowhere else. Unbelievable. Well, like I told you, this show is light years ahead of the competition. We talk about things that get to the mainstream news sometimes 6 months later. We're the tip of the spear, if you will. They're afraid and gutless to talk about it. They're scared of their own shadow. We're not. They're afraid of upsetting maybe their Zog sponsor, maybe their sweetheart deal at the radio station that's tightly controlled. And by the way, it is known that the CIA has bought up many radio stations that were once independent in America, allegedly, of course. That's what we've heard. Makes sense why I broadcasted on KFNX for many years, and then all of a sudden they were bought out by some Florida investor. Unbelievable. And we were all kicked off the show, kicked off the air here in Phoenix. Well, here's the deal. I'll break it down for you, America. Communist China has 1.4 billion, capital B, billion people to feed every day. The CCP is afraid of revolution inside their own borders and country. These guys that are coming over the border, there's been a 900% surge in all over the Texas border. Mainly it's Texas. When they get the future order from Beijing, They will sabotage our infrastructure, our water and food supplies, and they could do other kinds of commando strikes. For now, if they get in, they will, of course, be the humble Asian migrants, and they're going to try to blend in with our overall society. That's what's going on. They're coming over. We told you this. Pre-placement of military assets. Well, also this week, we have the Office of Naval Intelligence leaked to China. Their shipbuilding, get this, is 232 times faster than the United States. They're going to build a ton of ships. They're going to bring over a 200 million man army one of these days. Oh, yes, just think of the Von Wien shows, the Paul Revere of the radio stations. We're sounding the alarm. We've been doing it for many years. I will repeat that last statement. Our own U.S. Naval Intelligence says that China has the capacity to build ships, military warships, 232 times greater and faster than the United States. This isn't some pie-in-the-sky thing. This is from our U.S. Naval Intelligence, typically a pretty smart bunch of guys, okay? This amazingly oversized capacity to build naval ships, military warships, and troop carriers has caused many analysts to raise the alarm that the United States can't even hope to catch up. This is all part of the plan. Like Obama got in, his job was to gut the military and sow the seeds of destruction. Trump was the four-year bull in the China shop that they were trying to get rid of, and they did. And now we have Biden as the third term of Obama to finish the job. What comes after him is anyone's guess. Might be Biden number two. If he runs again, if they say he will. Isn't something where, oh, that would never happen, Vaughn. Come on, man. People say, come on. We're America. We've got two big oceans by us. We have all these private firearms, blah, blah, blah. Sure, sure. Right now we do. Like I told you before, they think in terms of more longer-term views than America. What if we have an economic implosion? What if they pass more severe gun control? I know a lot of guys say, I'm never giving up my guns, baby. I'm never giving them up, Vaughn. I know a lot of them will. I know a lot of men will. And so does the CIA, and they've done their analysis studies, and so has Pentagon. Because we all know most guys are married and they have children. And so they're not going to have that revolutionary spirit for long. When the wife comes home and she goes, honey, we just got our credit card. It's cut off. They're saying until you give back the guns, we can't buy groceries. We got two screaming kids here that got to be fed. Come on. What do you think he's going to do, really? He's going to give up his guns because people will do anything, and I mean anything, for their kids. I know people say they never will. I just grin and go, I hope when the time comes you don't. But what do you mean? I just hope when the time comes you don't. That's why I tell you to prepare now. So you're not, you know, they can't throw you a curveball. You've got your food stocks. You've got your water, your guns, ammo, supplies, gear. I've been telling you this for years. Get ready. Get prepared. Bad times are coming. I wish I could tell you that wonderful times are coming. I'd rather say that, but I can't lie to my audience. I think bad times are coming. Hate to say it. And the banks support my position. So do all the internal analysts, Wall Street, and think tanks. Well, again, I've told you before, we're on a precipice here, and it's probably going to go south and not north, if you know what I mean. China can easily put 200 million men on all these new ships and send them our way. We could have some UN thing that could do an EMP, knock out America. And you're not going to know they're coming over the Pacific Ocean, are you? You're not going to have internet. They're going to have a media blackout. They're going to tell you what you want to hear. Oh, don't worry. There's a chicken in every pot, Mr. and Mrs. America. Everything is just fine and dandy. Don't you worry. Why, we're getting things back up to normal in no time because we have a lot of normies in our country. And there's a thing called the normalcy bias where people love normal and they cannot envision a future where things are not normal, where things don't work, in other words, where you flick on your computer and there's no internet. It's just blank, right? People are going to freak out, I'm telling you. They're going to freak out. And this is why guns, ammo, your preparations right now are key. We have a website called survivemax.com that you can go to get prepper materials, things that you need. It has everything, thousands of products. Survivemax.com. Yeah. Go anywhere you need to. We're just one of many. Shop around. Get your best price. I think they have better prices, but again, check it out. Always get the lowest cost for the highest quality. I will put that in there. Well, China is building this enormous lift to field a 200 million man army to invade and conquer North America, which I've told you before, it desperately needs for food production and for its gigantic and growing population. They have 1.4 effing billion people to feed per day compared to our 350 million, probably 50 more million illegals that are like running around the country that we don't even know about. They have 1.4 billion, quadruple our number, and add some, and that's China alone. They need our fertile farmland. I've told you, they need our livestock. We have the best farmland in the world, us in Ukraine. And this is what's going on. We all know that Canada was used as a beachhead, giving China a foothold on North America. China can now pre-position armor and troops along the U.S. northern border. And I told you, keep your eye on that northern border as well, until they reach such mass that an invasion of the U.S. after an EMP would be almost a fait accompli. You think I'm kidding you? You think it's some kind of fear porn? It's not. I told you before that every 100 years, the maps of the world get redrawn. You can go check that out. every 100 years, you mark my words, the maps we're seeing today of the world will be redrawn, and we're coming up on that time real fast again. A little over 75 years ago was World War II. Since then, the world's changed. Just in my lifetime, the world's changed. Canada, under the Trudeau government, started a lot of this when they invited the CCP under Communist Trudeau to bring in Chinese troops into Canada to, quote-unquote, to protect Chinese investments. That was their cover story. All a bunch of BS. It was a cover about the presence of Chinese troops. Now, right now, when you look at America, with a K, America, U.S. military has a recruiting disaster on its hands, a crisis, it's in shambles. Every branch of the U.S. Armed Forces, did you know, America, has been missing their recruiting goals for the all-volunteer force and have been missing those goals for years. I don't blame the young guys. I don't blame them. It's all woke. It's all gay. They've been pushing the faggotry, the fuckery, the degeneracy in the barracks on these bases. And you see these TikTok and Twitter videos of our military bases. I mean, things that I thought I would never see. My uncles fought in World War II. My father fought in Korea and Vietnam. And before he passed away, he said, it was getting bad years ago. And he said, the things I've been hearing about, they would have taken those guys out and kicked their effing ass for what we're hearing about. Pardon me. Well, the troubles plaguing recruiting come from a system-wide problem. We've had it for years. For example, a large portion of the American young people right now are morbidly obese to such a degree that the physical strength and stamina simply cannot be restored to make them even fit for military service. How about those apples? That's true. They are not fit. They are not ready for combat. Drug use is also a major factor in all of this. And it's amazing what's going on. Just amazing. Americans love their designer drugs, all this crap going on. Well, this is affecting our ability to defend ourselves with the vast array and quantities of weaponry that are being given, literally given to Ukraine, and billions of dollars a week to Ukraine and to Zelensky, it appears that we are being intentionally disarmed by our own federal government. I repeat again, China having 232 times the U.S. shipbuilding capacity could easily build after they take over Taiwan and get that industry. They could launch a massive shipbuilding and get over here. It's not that difficult. You just blast an EMP over America. You knock out the grid. That's what I would do. You load up the boats and off you go. And the guys in D.C. are going to be paid off. They've all been, you know, told that you guys, you get behind China, totally F your people, and you're all going to be made millionaires and billionaires. This week alone, we know that Biden, Hunter Biden, and they had all this money come in from Beijing. Wires, lots of cash coming in. Oh, yeah. You know, it's couched with various terms, whatever. It's money coming in from communist China. They don't give money away for free. Just remember that. Okay. It looks like, in my view, in my strong view, that we are being set up to be invaded, and they're going to try to conquer this nation. Now, when the Chinese come, and I believe one day they will, I really do, I believe it's a high likelihood that either, I always said it's either a UN army after some kind of big economic collapse, or the Red Chinese, when they come, and before that, they're going to do everything they can to get your weapons, to impoverish you, to demoralize you, knock everything out so you can't fight, so you don't have great intel. But when you see them, and you'll see them in the street someday, and I believe all of this is going down in our lifetime. It's not going to be 100 years from now. You know why I know that? I'll prove it to you. China can't wait. They got 1.4 billion people they have to feed daily. They cannot wait. They're already afraid of revolution. They cannot wait around forever. They have a lot of people who want freedom, democracy, things like that, and that era of capitalism. They have a lot of discontent in China. By the way, God hates atheist China. Hates them. They're always having plague after plague after plague. This past week was flooding. And by the way, the Chinese government's intentionally flooding areas of the country that are anti-regime. Yeah, they flood you out. They want to kill you. They flood you out. You're not going to support the CCP. They're going to get the dam and position the water and make it so that your town or village gets wiped off the face of the earth. That's how the Chinese communists play. Okay, they're not mincing around. My uncles fought them in Korea, and they killed them by the boatload when they came over at Yalu River. Well, I'll tell you this, that you need to be prepared. Now that's, you know, and you know what to do. Prepare for hostilities, future hostilities. We want, you know, I always say I want a peaceful world, a chicken in every pot. Everyone's got full employment, making really good money. That's the America that I really want. I have to bring up these things because they're always falling on my desk. After a while, like any Intel studio or Intel office in the Pentagon, you have all this stuff coming across your desk, and you got to mention it. If I don't mention it, I wouldn't be doing my due diligence to you, the radio audience, because you won't hear this anywhere else. Nobody wants to touch it with a 10-foot pole. You have people maybe on the right that hear a Red Dawn invasion, they kind of snicker, kind of, oh, that stuff's never going to happen. We're America. America. We got our pickup trucks, and we got our shotguns. You know, China can field a 200 million man army. This is their own military people that's been leaked out to our naval intelligence, has leaked this out. Well, Elon Musk now says that the looting and the shoplifting epidemic is giving him late-stage Roman Empire vibes. I would agree with that. And he says that America is going full Joker. Damn right it is. Because now many Americans fear that the country has reached its cultural peak and now faces the same fate as the Roman Empire. There may even be, they say, an unhealthy obsession about ancient Rome, which I love to study. I have a very unhealthy obsession. Well, it's very healthy in my book. You study Rome, the world makes sense. A subject which has now garnered over 1 billion views on TikTok. Maybe you hate TikTok, but TikTok is a barometer of what people are wanting to know about. When they type in Roman Empire, you get a million or a billion clicks. Gets people's attention. Their shows will come in later, the Johnny Come Latelys, as they always do, and act like it's their original thought. Yeah, we've been talking about these themes for years now. Guarantee it. They'll be bringing this up in about maybe 2 months. They'll mention it on Rhino talk shows. Hey, Bob, have you heard about the 900% increase of the Chinese that are working? Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Wow, you're so cutting edge. Bob, well, that's just amazing, man. That's the Bob talking. Well, thanks a lot, Bob. All right, Bob. Yeah, you'll be hearing a lot of you'll be hearing a lot of that. They're going to go back and forth like it's their own, very own idea. America, bottom line, has abandoned God for mass abortion. We have white genocide going on in this country and around the world. But God is alive and well, and he never changes. Well, I predict in 20 years or less, America will be completely lawless in some parts of the nation, not all, and beyond repair. It will be washed away into the sea, in the history, in the chronicles of time immortal. And her cries to God to right these wrongs will be like a whisper in a loud and violent hurricane and storm. That's how I see future of America. We're on a trajectory that is not sustainable, just so you know, Mr. and Mrs. America. What we're on right now is not sustainable. $33 trillion in debt. We have more than half the country is broke, going to be broke this next month. That's our official economic figures. We're being invaded, soft invasion right now. It's all part of the military plan to do a soft invasion. Under the cover of political diversity, equity, and inclusion, which has also been weaponized against you, and you need to be prepared, you need to be getting ready. These are the things that are really going on that nobody on that clown show debate last night talked about, had the balls to talk about. Would you want any one of those people to be your commander-in-chief? Are you kidding me? Nikki Haley? Tim Scott? Vivek? Really? Hell, I can't even imagine them being the janitorial crew in Congress. Seriously. Well, I want to thank you all for being here tonight, the Von Wiehent Show radio audience. As you know, we are a platform to transfer our energy, knowledge, intel, and emotion to other human beings in the radio stratosphere all over the world and beyond. One show at a time, we do it, and we carry the torch forward to a new generation. We're so glad everyone's here tonight. We're going to have some great calls. I can feel it. I can tell it's coming. And don't forget the first Tuesday of the month. You know what that is. It's the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. That's a great show. If you ever wanted some airtime, that's the show to come on. Because that show is, we have a lot to talk about. We have a guy coming on named Greg who's going to tell us about his recent divorce and questions and his story. We'll get into all that later next week. But get ready, America. It's coming. Get ready. The Von Wiehent Show is, we salute you all.
Never mind, a girl could make me feel
I love that last part. Yeah. Love that. Get Ready by Rare Earth. Great, great song. Well, you have a lot of people that will snicker at these things and, you know, as you go about, oh, they'll kind of roll their eyes, go, yeah. That was that Hollywood movie, right? Red Dawn Invasion. Well, don't forget, if you say that Hollywood has predictive programming, why do you single out Red Dawn Invasion and say, oh, but it doesn't apply to that? Well, remember, Hollywood always predicts what will happen in movies and film, and then in reality, it happens later. And that, let's get to EMP in Louisiana, somewhere in the swamps, talking to us live. EMP, welcome to the show. How you doing, sir?
You know what? I'm not too far. I am here. You know, I am not too far from those fun people called the swamp people. You know, the alligator hunters.
Love it. That's a great show. Yeah.
Yeah. You know. So. Yeah. But yeah, that what you saw last night was three traitors, a nobody, and a mean-ass fat man, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows why Chris Christie is there. He's there to go after Trump. That's all he's there to do. That's why Trump's not showing up there. And that's why Trump is... Look, you take all those people and you put them together, and they barely get to 35%, right? Trump's at 62%.
Right.
So,
right,
you know, these debates mean nothing. The era of the debate meaning anything is over with. It ended the moment Trump came down the escalator. You know, that's just what he is, right? So yeah,
right.
What we saw last night and what I like to term now, the Manure News Network, because that's what it was. It was manure, you know.
right.
Yeah, so that's that. Now, here's something I bet a lot of people didn't know. Remember the bump stock ban that Trump put on after that shooting, right? He did the old bump stock ban thing around. Well, apparently, and I didn't know this until I talked to somebody about it, apparently, earlier this year, January of this year, a federal court overturned that bump stock ban. So, therefore, that ban no longer exists. So, people can now go in there if they want to and buy a bump stock. You know?
Right.
If they want to. Now, well, they want to,
that's
I don't
right.
know. They can get it, which, I mean, that's, I mean, I'm not all for the bump stock, but if you feel like it's good for you, yeah, go ahead and get it. That's how I feel about it, right?
Well, yeah, if you may need it, because like I've said before, if America is ever truly invaded, and let me tell you a little story here while I got you on the air. Well, before I get to the story, your mission, Mr. and Mrs. America, patriots in Radio Land, your mission, if you choose to accept it, is when they come, you've got to get 20 of them to one patriot. They're probably going to get you and me, but you've got to knock down 20 of them. Okay, that's your mission. Get 20 of them. And they're bringing over that many people and have the ammo to do it. That's number one. Number two, I have friends who have been living in Arizona who know the Hopi Indian tribes and elders. Now, they've been talking about Red Dawn invasion up there for millennia, pretty much, for hundreds of years. The history of this nation, the Hopis seem to have a crystal ball. And they have said, the way they use figurative symbolic language is, now they were all over Flagstaff, Hopi Indian lands are really big up there. And they say that there will be their own words, it's really eerie how they also say 200 million. That number keeps coming up. 200 million red ants, is how they describe the Chinese, are going to descend upon the new land, which is America. And they said that the elites in D.C., this is what they say, are selling us out. And when they go into their dumbs and all that, they're going to be, there's going to be a major earthquake. And they're not going to be able to get out of their dumbs as underground tunnels. And they're going to be sealed over by God. And they're going to fight amongst themselves underground. And the patriots are going to be in the Rocky Mountain states and parts of the South and the Southwest. And they're going to be battling it out with these people. And it's going to be a real hot war. And they're going to try to take over America. They're going to lose. The good news is they're going to lose. A lot of Americans who don't believe are going to be made believers overnight when they're lined up against the wall. And that's what they say. Okay? These are their Hopi prophecies for America. And there's more. But that's just interesting stuff that they've been talking about, this stuff around the campfire. And our campfire, our fireside chat is the radio. And every now and then I'll post something on Gab about this, about what they say, their visions of this land. Because they saw the Europeans coming. They said, we're going to get invaded by the Europeans. It's manifest destiny. They're going to be coming over here. They didn't use that term exactly, but you get the point. They knew we were coming. It was all foretold. I believe some people have a gift. They have a gift of seeing things and seeing them. Not all, but there are some people that have a gift. And we need to listen to them. And that's very interesting, because what's weird, EMP, is that that ties in exactly with this story I was talking about in the monologue. Almost perfectly intertwined with that. It's just, I read that article about thought in my chair, you know?
You know, you go back and you watch the movie Red Dawn, not the most recent one that was a remake, but the one with Jennifer Grey and what's his face
yes.
in it. And that was a, for them to defeat the Russians in that movie, it was a slog. It was hard, but they ended up defeating the Russians, right? In that movie.
Right.
So that's what it's gonna be like, and you're right. The Hopi Indians are, you know, good people and all that stuff, but you're right. You get down here on these bayous in Louisiana, and you try to fight people like that have lived in this area on these bayous all their lives, multiple generations of their lives, and you're not coming out alive. You may take a few of us with you, but you ain't coming out alive. That's what the Chinese don't understand. Like you said, you get into the bayous of Louisiana or West Texas or, you know, places like that, places like our friend Gunslinger lives at. You're not coming alive. Look at the fact that, remember the Alamo, right? The Alamo was a real battle, but it ended up giving us the Republic of Texas.
They took a stand.
Those people in that fort, in that church, took a stand.
That's right. Well, what's going to happen, the Hopi Indians say, just so you know, and I've talked with them through a friend, a liaison, who goes up there quite often. They say that our leaders in D.C. on both sides are going to sell out the country. They've been promised riches beyond compare. They've been told that their families are going to be protected, and you're going to be part of the new power structure of America. What they don't know is that the communist Chinese, if it is them, they're going to double-cross them. And the ones that are above ground are going to get lined up and shot first. The ones that go into the dumps, there's going to be a massive earthquake. They predict, the Hopis do, and they're not going to be able to get out. And the down, this is very fitting because they say down underground where they belong, as venomous raptors, they're going to be fighting amongst themselves for primacy. They're going to be fighting for food and resources, the same things that they're trying to make us fight for. Karma, baby, karma. And according to the Hopi, this is what's going to be going down. God knows all this, and again, you can call it the great master, the great whatever, but this is very interesting because you mentioned the Alamo. Well, yeah, like a cat said in the chat here, it's been invaded by the Mexicans again. You know, they're coming over the border again, and so are the Chinese. They send them on. Okay. But the Hopi say they have a vision for this country. Their leaders and elders were given a vision of America, and they said that we have, in their eyes, if we squander, remember, to go back just a minute, you know when Lewis and Clark, well, we don't remember, it was before our time, but in the history books, you know, when Lewis and Clark, like it was yesterday, when they went out west, excuse me, they reported back, back to the president, that there was millions of acres of fresh water, millions of acres of underground water and timber and gold and silver and beautiful landscaping, lush, fertile farmland. There was livestock and game, and they said, what a wonderful country. And when that got back to D.C., it got into the East Coast papers, what'd you have? Big Western migration of young men, the early MGTOW movement, if you will, men going their own way, said, screw these East Coast cities, because back then it was getting kind of weird. And they go, we're going to go out west. I'm going to learn how to pan for gold. We're going to go maybe raise some cows. And they went on the Oregon Trail. It's all in history books. They went out west, brought their muskets. They were the early pioneers. Well, the Hopi saw all of this, and they said that if America squanders, keyword, if they squander their good fortune, that hell's going to break loose over here. And I think we've lost our veil of protection. I think we have squandered a lot of this nation. It was never supposed to be the way it is now. I mean, just allowing anybody to come in. But when we were younger as a nation, we needed people. We had the Chinese build the rails. Absolutely, we brought them in. But what they don't tell you is that we shipped a lot of them back. Thanks a lot for building our railroads. Peasant Chinese worker, now go back to China. And we put them on the ships, and we sent them back. Some who were really cool, we let them stay. But they kept to themselves. And they knew, to be blunt, they were second-class citizens in America. They had it far better over here than any other country, right? They loved it over here. That's how America was. When we were younger, first 100 years, we needed lots of labor because it took a lot of man hours to build everything up, you know. And now they say we was kings, right? We built this up. Crazy. What are your final thoughts, CMP? Right. What do you think is going to go down, man?
Well,
enjoy talking to you.
Here's my deal with my final thoughts, you know. And, you know, the whole – Our Lord and Savior said it in Matthew, I believe, 24. We are living in the era of wars and rumors of wars. That's what it is. I mean, everybody knows we shouldn't be in Ukraine. Everybody knows it.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows the reason why we are in Ukraine. It's corruption. But that's not the point. The point is wars and rumors of wars. Ukraine wasn't the first. It won't be the last. And we're going to have the greatest war ever had at some point when all these – this is just – Chinese invading America is just a start for them when they go into the Valley of Armageddon as one of the many armies that will go there,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
the Russians and all those people, and then the Chinese and the kings of the East that will come across the Euphrates River to go
mm-hmm.
attack Israel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that's going to be the War of Armageddon, right?
Right.
That's going to be the war that's mentioned in the Bible. It's mentioned there in the Bible.
Yes, it is.
It's going to happen.
Yes, it is.
It's going to happen.
It's already been written. And the good thing about the Hopi Indians is they say that the Patriots will win. in their Hopi prophecies. It's not going to be an overnight success. The war is going to go for decades, but we're going to win. We're going to prevail. And when we do, we're going to march into D.C., and everything's going to be changed. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah.
Everything will be changed.
All right.
EMP, thanks so much, sir. Have a great night. Appreciate you, man. Great call. You bet. Yeah, this people will laugh at that stuff, but when the naval intelligence, when they take it seriously, so did you, Mr. and Mrs. America. And by the way, talking about the railroads, they were built, the vast majority of our railroads were built by white European men, not by the Chinese. I only made that comment because we brought Chinese over to basically to be here to assist the white guy in building the railroads. But look, it was built by the vast majority of those workers. All the hard work was done by white men, the coal miners, the farming, the wars, you name it. This country got off the rails a long time ago, way before all of us were born. And we're having now to look at this situation, and it's just unbelievable. We've got Stefano in the chat room, our Italian comrade. First time here. Thank God. It's going to be great. I think Sig Heil Führer is on the line. Let's see here. Welcome to the Von Wien Show. Is this Sig Heil Führer? Hello,
no,
sir.
No, this is Kat.
Oh, hey, Kat. How you doing?
Good. How you
Kat
doing?
Kat from Canada. Look, I'm doing good. Doing good. Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah,
how are things
going
up there?
Good.
Nice.
Well,
nice.
I'm sure you've heard, but things have got a little bit interesting in Canada the last week or so.
Mm-hmm. What's going on? With the Nazi? They're in the parliament? I heard about that, of course.
Yeah, that went crazy, viral.
Yeah,
our government is such a joke.
Oh, I know. Trudeau's a clown. Oh, yeah, he really is. My favorite picture of Trudeau, I'm going to post it again. I post about once a month with him with the Tigger hat, posing like he's about to prance or pounce on somebody wearing a Tigger hat. It's really bizarre. It's so gay. It's so hilarious at the same time. I have to post it just to embarrass him, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't know who's more of a fag, him or Zelensky, because they've both had questionable videos or pictures posted about them. And
oh, my God, Zelensky had that Ukrainian, fag video. And seriously, I mean, and what gets me are his little beady threats. If you're attacking our regime, we can find you all over the world. More or less making death threats. If you ridicule them or chastise them, hey, I only bring up things that are actually factual. You made a video, not me, numbnuts, and you put it out there, okay? I mean, that's the most degenerate thing I've ever seen. Total fuckery. But, again, he's installed, like all these people, Trudeau, Macron, Biden. They're all installed leaders. Nobody can convince me that Macron can keep winning after all these riots in France, for example. He's the most hated guy in France, and he keeps winning elections. They want to keep these guys from the World Economic Forum up there for 20 years to be there to damage their countries. And they're doing a damn good job of it, you know?
Yeah, so he comes here to beg for more money. I think we ended up giving him over $60 billion or something ridiculous like that. But while they're in Parliament, of course we have an ethnic Ukrainian that lives in Canada who fought against the Russians. He was a volunteer Ukrainian. He fought for his country, right? So this man stands up saying that he fought the Russians in World War II. Like, how do you say that sentence without thinking about who exactly fought the Russians in World War II? I'm not sure. But then it came out shortly after that, yes, he volunteered for the SS under Hitler. Of course, they had to hustle to denounce Trudeau, and this is awful, we're racist, Nazi, blah, blah, blah. And it turns out that it turns out that Poland now wants to extradite him so that they can try him for war crimes. He's a 98-year-old man.
Exactly.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Rake him over the coals. He's about to die. Rake him over the coals. No, because see, they have to teach you a lesson on your deathbed. You terrible white man! How dare you fight for Hitler? How dare you? You know, look, if you were in Germany at that time, I'd tell people, seriously, all jokes aside, I would have definitely fought for the Third Reich. I was there. Waffen-SS, sign me up. Damn right. Because we were being attacked by the Red Scare, the Bolsheviks, and it was all over the place. You damn right. I mean, you know, either you fight or you don't fight. I don't believe in doing things half-assed. And one thing I will say about Hitler, though, he made some – no military leader is perfect, but, boy, he shook the world down to the core, didn't he? Shook the world to the core, its very core, and nearly won that damn thing. Had he taken some of my advice, he would have won it. Well, look, I knew as a boy, like I told you, when our nation, America, was allies with communist Russia. I remember being in school going, why were we allies with communist Russia? And my liberal Democrat teachers could go, they didn't know. They were stupid, incompetent in public school. I later realized they were just hem-hawing around. They don't know. Well, I can tell you now, we allied ourselves with communist Russia and Bolshevism, because that's what America wanted, was more Bolshevism. They wanted Germany to be destroyed. They wanted to give Eastern Europe to Russia. And what I find very, very funny is Churchill regretted it. Patton said we fought the wrong enemy. And other, even de Gaulle, General de Gaulle of France said we fought the wrong enemy when they were up against the communists. We were ruthless. So, God, just amazing stuff, you know? Go ahead,
yeah. Well, people just don't understand the history behind that, the history between Russia and Ukraine. You'd have to go back before World War I and learn about the Holodomor, right? I mean, that's not taught in schools or any schools.
No, it's not.
No, there's plenty of documentaries on BitChute, actually. There is one. I'm looking for the title right now, so I have the exact one.
Mm-hmm.
The White Genocide, the mm-hmm. Bolshevik manipulated famine of Ukraine. And mm-hmm. it's estimated that somewhere between 20 and 30 million people died.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what... If people don't understand that, then they wouldn't understand why someone like Yaroslav Hanka would volunteer to fight to liberate his country from such a travesty.
Right. It makes see, most Americans don't even know history. They've been told this whitewash crap, you know, and it's very simple. The communists, when they went into Ukraine, like you said, the Holodomor under Stalin, in the 1930s, killed easily 35 million people. The estimates range from 25 to 40 million. Let's say 35 million, I think, is a good number. Killed them, starved them to death. There's no lack of food. That's the breadbasket of Europe. There's no lack of food. What happened was the communists came in, took and stole all your food on those Ukrainian farms, left not one grain of corn or anything anywhere. They did not want you to replant, okay? And they killed you by starvation. And those people weren't prepared. And they thought, oh, this would never happen. I love people to say, it'll never happen. It's impossible, Vaughn, impossible. I don't have to look any farther than recent history. If I want to go back 100 years, man, that's easy. Look at all the things that went down. And I love these people that say, oh, but we're a high-tech digital economy, Catwoman. That would never happen today in our high-tech world. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I hear all the time. People go, what, you mean in the land of Starbucks? You mean to tell me that there are governments who are plotting against America, who want to starve Americans and Canadians, who would love to have Holodomor 2.0 over here? And they just go, oh, that would never happen. That's in the history book. They'll kind of wave their arm. They'll twinkle in their eye. Hey, bro, smoke this. You'll feel better, right? Smoke this. And that's a lot of people. History, I've always said, is stranger than fiction. And if you know history, well, then you're going to know the future. And I can tell what they're going to do before they even do it. And you're right. Those are bad, bad times. But those people, and that's why the Ukrainians, you're right, they wanted to rid themselves of the red menace of the communists. And when Hitler came into Ukraine, there are videos of Ukrainian women praying the rosary over German tanks and SS battalions and throwing roses and flowers on German tanks. And they said, please, please rid us of these murderous Bolsheviks, these murderous communists. Please kill them all. Kill them all.
And
many Ukrainian men, they don't. You got to find them. They're out there, but they don't want to show you that, do they? They were praying, and the priest would be out there in the Ukrainian village saying, making a sign of the cross. Thank you, Lord, our liberators. They call the German Third Reich the liberators of Ukraine. And that's why many of the young men in Ukraine joined the SS, because they wanted the most ruthless detachment, and they wanted to kill those Russian commies. And they did. And they did. And that's why the Nazi presence is. People wonder, why are there Nazis in Ukraine? Because they are the offspring of Waffen-SS fathers who fought in World War II. Bottom line. That's what it is.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Yep. And you'd have to go back further to, well, actually, I think that the Russian Revolution is a bit of a misnomer, because I see it more as a coup. It was, that's really what it was. And the Bolshevik Party was well over 80% Jewish. They're the ones that incited the people against the empire, against Tsar Nicholas. And that's, you'd have to go back a little bit further to understand how it all started, right? Well, I guess you could go all the way back to the beginning, right? The fall of Rome, like you said, that
all roads lead to Rome. An old saying.
Yep. Yeah,
all roads lead to Rome.
Yep.
No, you're right, Catwoman. History is amazing. That's why I love it. And I tell people, I said, if you know it, well, see, now here's where the rubber meets the road. In America, look, I get it. It's more fun to be ignorant. Just smoke your doob. You know, get your pizza. Go watch your sitcom. Enjoy your big truck or your big rig that you're paying $1,000 a month for with 12% interest. You're in credit card debt. You don't care. You racked them all up, baby. It's just more fun to hang out. And people say, well, why do I want to learn all this? I get it. Ignorance is bliss. And if you don't know it, and if you don't know anything about anything, especially history, guess what? You don't have to do anything, right? You don't have to change your way of thinking, and you don't have to take any action. You don't have to do anything, and that's why people love it. They're lazy. Americans are lazy. They don't want to know. They only want to know enough to get through the day. I get it. I look at these people. I go, we can't save you, man. Can't save you. You're gone. And, you know, hey, I wish you the best, but when it really hits the fan, don't come crying to me. You've been told or warned, or I know most Americans have a Dutch uncle somewhere still that tells them to get their head out of their ass and start listening to this show and other shows and start reading, doing your own research, doing your own things. And I love real history, and real history is what America doesn't teach, and they don't want to teach history. That does like Canada. They want to whitewash it. And again, look, the Nazis did a lot of bad things. But so did the Allies. Now, they never talk about that, do they? The Allies were pure and chaste. And they were angelic beings who were liberated Europe. Tell that to the folks that lived in Dresden, okay? Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell that to them when they firebombed a civilian city and not a military target. And they did it with murderous glee. Our own allies across the pond. Anybody in Europe will tell you that the Allies bombed everything. They bombed orphanages. They bombed farms. They just bombed. It's what they do. And many of them said we had it better under the German occupation than the Allies. Yeah, the Allies came in, and they were, I mean, look, we had a lot of that was our quote-unquote greatest generation. Don't want to impugn them. A lot of those guys were duped. But Patton figured it out. Towards the end, he figured it out. And he knew, in my view, far earlier that he was just following orders as a good soldier. But that's why when he took over Germany in Bavaria, he also hid SS divisions. And the plan was to, and they got pissed off at him. Where are these divisions? No, he hid them all. Had them blend into the country. So he says, guys, just lay low. You're off limits. I might need you. That's what
yeah,
they killed.
And I wonder if there's, because there's, everyone knows about General Patton. Most people know about George Lincoln Rockwell, that he was in the Navy during the Second World War. And those were two of the more well-known ones that spoke up against what they did in fighting Germany. But there's got to be more people. Mm-hmm. I mean, my own grandfather in Holland, when my grandparents were born in Holland, and he worked in the underground against the Germans, sabotaging and getting people out of out of Germany because he was close to the border. And he never wanted to talk about it. He was a very grave man, very somber, and he for most of the time I knew him, he was actually a bit miserable. I think that there is a threat there, but he never would talk about it.
Lincoln had a great thing. Yeah, Lincoln had a good point. You're right, Catwoman, about what did the Nazis do bad. Look, all I'm going to say about that is they did nothing bad per se. There is a war atrocities on both sides. It's called war. That's what I meant by saying that. In war, look, people do things. That's why it's called war. So, you know, it's not a patty cake. You know, it's not a Boy Scout hike. It's war. People die in war. So that's what I meant by that. Nothing else. Look, Europe was surrounded, and people don't know the history. And I love the prelude to war, even in America, the prelude. No one ever talks about that. That's what I like to study. The prelude to World War II, as you know, in the 1930s, there was the Red Scare. You know, people think that Lenin, okay, the Russian Revolution was in 1917, and they think that Lenin and Stalin and Trotsky just sat there and did vodka shots. Oh, we got Russia. We're all cool, baby. No. A dedicated communist wants to spread their ideology over the whole world, and they were dedicated communists. Dedicated. So what do? They dispatched agents of saboteurs, of propaganda people, even agents and soldiers to all the European capitals. What? To foment trouble, to hand out leaflets, to, firebomb stores, to cause chaos. Because they want people, things to be so chaotic economically and socially that you'll flock to the Communist Party for your loaf of bread. Oh, but the communists are talking about stability. I better side with them. See? And the 1930s, that's what they did. And they were in, it wasn't them just, yeah, so Hitler knew this very, very well, talked about it in all of his speeches, that we're going against these saboteurs, we're going against the Red Scare, we're going to rout these people out of Europe. And by God, if they want to, well, we're going to give them one in spades. Give them one. And that's what he did. He wasn't, I tell people, you can say what you want, I don't care if you love or hate Hitler, but he wasn't fucking around. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He was not messing around. That man meant business, and the Allies knew it. I also love reading the cables between the Allies, between Churchill and FDR, talking about how they were getting their asses handed to them in the early parts of the war by the Third Reich. They were. They were kicking their ass all over the place. What happened to, you know, the Germans should have, long story there. That war was, I don't like war. I don't like a brother war. World War II was another brother war. And in my view, it could not be avoided. Probably could not be avoided. You know, and that's kind of where we're at right now. But they'll talk about the Six Guerrillion forever, right? And I want to read Stefano's note to you, Kat, and get your reaction. He writes, during the final years in northern Italy, when shop owners and farmers and people in the middle would see a military group during World War II, they would pray that it was the Nazis or the fascists and not the communist partisans who would normally go in and kill everybody. If you weren't, if you didn't have a picture of Stalin in your house or Lenin, he killed you. Yeah. That's just how they roll. And then people wonder why do people not like communism? Well, they have a track record. And we can look at their track record for the Holodomor and everything else. You know, unbelievable. Yeah. Catwoman, what are your final thoughts to America tonight in Canada as we speak?
I can understand the sentiment. I mean, when I see these stupid conservative memes about Canada's full of Nazis, I say, I wish, I pray that it's the National Socialist Party and not the Communists. Because here we have our fag parades are just out of this world disgusting. There was something going on in Quebec with this hydro company. They're protesting their inclusion policies, and there's just open nakedness and sexual acts, like gay sexual acts, just out on the street. A white mom can't even post an advertisement saying that she wants her children to play with other white children. That was in BC. There was a flyer that. And now it goes into Parliament as racial rise in racial violence, and they demand that the government snuff out these white moms that just want a play date for their kids. Like, this is our country.
They don't want their kid to be assaulted. Yeah, they look. It's like diversity is only for white countries. Ever notice that? No one's ever trying to put Africans in China or Japan. Right?
No, exactly.
Or Israel. Only the white countries get diversity. And that's the thing I noticed time and time again. It's like a big game. We care more. We care more. You know, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Don't forget. it's so bad that I've always said the trajectory we're on is not sustainable. Prepare accordingly. Catwoman, thanks so much for calling the show. Appreciate you. Always.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man.
We'll talk on Telegram again. You know it.
Yeah. Yeah, hope so. Have a good night.
You know it. Thanks a lot. Have a great night. Catwoman from Canada. We'll get to Breath of Surfer. We'll get to the Gunslinger next. Stefano had some great things. We've got a lively chat room tonight. And Stefano's right about World War II history. When they were in Italia, people would say, not the communist partisans, not the partisans, please. Because everyone knew they were terrorists. They were pure criminals. They were the what was called the Red Scare, and they were scary. And most of Americans can't relate because they just – look, we haven't lived through this stuff. Europe has a history of this. And, the Allies coming into Europe, it is true. Like Lincoln said in the chat room, the German women were literally drowning themselves and their young girls to avoid being gang raped and tortured by our allies, the Russian Red Army, before they simply were killed. And they said, well, you can't have me. We're just going to off ourselves now. How about those apples? And actually, the Red Army was scrambling around to keep girls alive and not killing themselves. That's also true. There are stories about that. Unbelievable. Really crazy. Let's get to the Gunslinger up here. And we'll get him on right after this, I guarantee it.
I think we share some similarities. It's very interesting. I've got a very inquisitive mind as well. Whenever I'm on the case, I'm always wondering about every aspect of what's going on, what's happened, what it could be. Just like when I ask, before I go, sir, just one more question. What time is the Von Weehunt show on? Thursday night, you say? Between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. Okay, I'll be there. I have some more questions then. I'll call in. Okay. Thanks a lot. Enjoy the Von Weehunt show.
That was our Columbo promo. Remember this show from the 1970s? At least I love it, The Rocket Files.
Hey, Jimmy, it's your old buddy Angel calling you on the line there. And I was about to sit down and do like we do every Thursday night and listen to this guy, Von Weehunt, on the radio. He's a good old-fashioned machismo, hard-styled, mechanic of the airwaves, Jimmy. but what I want to ask you first before I did that is before I get into my popcorn here, I've got a game coming up, poker game. It's going to be absolutely beautiful, beautiful scam. I got that city councilman showing up. We got oil shakes. We got other people, maybe pornographers showing up too. And I got a beautiful cover I'm going to be using for this one, man. I just need $2,000 to $3,000. To use this game for to buy in, and then I'll get it back to you in like a couple weeks to maybe a couple months, Jimmy. You think you could do that for me? I'll be here listening to Von Weehunt's show, all right? I'll wait for your call, buddy. I'll wait for your call.
God, I love that. Let's get you the gunslinger. Gunslinger, how you doing out there in Texas, sir? Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Well, Texas is cooling off a little bit. Finally, Texas is finally cooling off a little bit.
Finally.
It's fine. It's been a rough couple months.
All summer, it is. You guys had a rough summer. You really did. You had a really rough summer. It was hotter than hell in Texas.
Here
in Arizona, too. Oh, yeah.
I'm down. I'll be bitching that I'll be too cold.
Right.
Can't ever
right.
satisfy anybody. You know that?
It's always something.
It's always some shit, But with these chinkin' chongs that are coming over here, they need to go. They need to go back. Okay, you know how the old saying goes. You know how those Chinese how they name their kids, don't they? Don't you? You have any idea how they name
well,
their kids?
Don't they take all the silverware, they throw it up in the air, and when it comes down, it comes crashing down. I like rice. Well, what's funny, let me tell you this funny story. I was on a cruise ship once. This is terrible, but this is how my sense of humor is just like that. I was on a cruise ship once at the port in L.A., a Carnival cruise ship. I won it from a radio show. Yes, I won it. So I got a free Carnival cruise, a four-day cruise. I went down to Ensenada and back. Beautiful trip. Okay, me and a buddy of mine won it, and we're in the elevator, and there's these Chinese ladies. They're going, and we were laughing, thought it was so we start, typical young guys, we start talking like fake Chinese. Yes. I went, and we're like, I think we said some Chinese words. We were so goofy. And they went, yo. So they were like pointing, and they were getting all pissed off at us, dude. I said, I think we, and they got all mad, and we were mocking them, of course, naturally. But that's just what young guys do. I said, I don't want to hear that shit. I'm in the elevator on a Carnival cruise ship, But they were so loud. We started mocking. I said, hey, man, let's just start talking Chinese. Just blend in. As in Rome, do as the Romans do. God, they were pissed. So funny. Anyway, but I digress, Gunslinger. And another Von Weehunt story. Go ahead, sir. I'm all ears.
That's pretty funny. No doubt about that. I'm getting there and laughing my ass off here. But yeah, these people. That's if it's not the Chinese, it's the Mexicans. Okay, that's poured across the southern border here. And I'm on the southern border because I'm Texas. You are too. You're Arizona. Okay, all these
border
idiots that are border states. Thank God at least we got some type of a governor here that's got some balls that put them balls up there in that river. If we get it, get them balls in the river, okay? And when these idiot, liberal, dumbass judges, order the razor wire taken down, he goes back and puts it back up. Yay for him.
Yay for typical. Him. Typical.
Typical. It's typical.
Typical
but it's yay
crap.
For him, okay? Yeah.
Right, right.
And, this is the only way that these fucking people are going to be able to keep out of this country is to start knocking a few of them off. Okay?
That's right.
I mean, they got them badass patrol boats down there. Just go Google DPS Border Patrol boats. Man, them things look like fucking warships. They got machine guns on them. They got all kinds of shit.
And why don't you use them once in a while, Border Patrol? Use those damn gunboats. They're gunboats. I call it gunboat diplomacy, and I'm all for it. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
You bet. We support that.
They got like four outboards that equals 1,000 horsepower on them babies. I wish I had one.
That's right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Troll that damn river up and down. Lock and load on anything that floats that looks like that might be coming across, might be slithering across, okay? And then fire down on them, okay?
Yep.
If the only way you're going to stop this is to plant these son of a bitches in the ground. How else are you going to do it? You've tried to be nice. You tried this, and you tried that. It's been going on for goddamn decades, okay? But yet they're still slithering across there. And when they come over here, they automatically get all these fucking rights. Fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an American
mm-hmm.
citizen. I was born here. I'm white all the way to the top of mm-hmm. my head to the bottom of my goddamn feet. And them cocksuckers
mm-hmm.
come over here, and they come out there and shit their goddamn babies out, okay? And they're automatically U.S. citizens. Fuck you again.
That's right. That's right.
That's fucking ridiculous.
And they say, screw you. I'm over here. I have my right. You'll kiss my brown or black ass, and that's how it's going to be. So screw you, Mr. and Mrs. America. I don't care. We're taking over. We're coming in, and your government's on my side. How about those apples?
That's just, I mean, they can kiss my goddamn white ass, and I'll mark the goddamn spot, motherfuckers.
Yep.
Okay. Did you see the video where the idiots put their flag up there in the middle of the Rio Grande, that little island out there, I guess?
The flag of
that?
Venezuela,
I mean,
was planted in the Rio Grande. Yes.
Venezuela. And you see those airboats were on there within minutes. Okay?
That's right.
So there was, what, like five of them? I kind of like maybe four or five, you know, the big-ass airboats?
Yeah.
Right. So they can do their job, okay? It's just because you're a fucked-up government here that's not allowing them to do their job down there. Remember,
right.
There's nothing wrong with America. America is the greatest fucking country in the entire world. It's the fucking government
mm-hmm.
that sucks, okay?
That's right.
The people that are supposed to be making these rules and making, you know, being in charge and all this shit, like AOC, asshole on crack. That fucking barfly. There's another one of them right there. Okay?
Love it.
And Frankenfurter. That goddamn Frankenstein, that bitch has got her fucking almost 2 feet in the grave. Has to be rolled in a wheelchair to vote.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Fine.
These are the kind of fucking people that are completely lost their fucking mind. I'm sorry. We're all going to get old. Unfortunately, I don't like it. Okay? I don't think none of us like it. Okay?
Nobody
but when
likes
you get
that.
To that
right.
goddamn point, yeah, when you get to that point that you cannot make decisions and somebody has to make decisions for you, it's time to hang up your guns. Okay? It's going to happen to me.
Yeah.
It's going to happen to you. And when it does, I'll have to hang up my guns. Okay? Just plain and simple.
Yeah.
I hate to do it. But what else are you going to do? Okay? I mean,
I'm
going to
find I will tell you, I'm going to find a white nationalist group, and I'm going to give them a lot of gear and say, just pay me cost. I'll need some money for retirement, but if I'm no longer of fighting age, this is for you. I'll give you a discount, a hell of a gift. I'll give you a lot of stuff that I've been acquiring for years that you're going to need in the years ahead, and you're going to need it. Fades. And I'll make them, I will give a lot of things away. You know, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give it away.
Yeah. I mean,
let's see. Where are those 20 guns? I gave them away. I don't remember. I have Alzheimer's.
I don't
recall. Well, screw you. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to find a kick-ass nationalist group, and I'm going to unload and just we're going to get them all geared up. You bet. I'm going to say, you guys, okay, this is for you. I've got a lot of stuff. You bet.
Well, that's the only thing you can do. I mean, because
mm-hmm.
we're heading for a war. Whether you like it or not, whether it's going to be a civil war. It's either going to be an economic collapse or it's going to be a civil war or both, because one will probably lead to the other.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about that.
Right.
Okay? If Trump does not get back in there, or somebody like him, okay, that has the balls to stand up to these people, then we will be in civil war. There's no doubt about
mm-hmm.
it, because you got that fucking pussy in there right now that bows down
right.
and kisses everybody's ass and doesn't even
mm-hmm.
know where his ass is, okay, on any given day. He has to be told what to do. He can't even stand up straight. He can't even climb a flight of goddamn stairs. They had to lower the thing on Air Force One for that idiot to get
mm-hmm.
up the damn thing. Now, have you ever seen Trump do
right.
that? You ever seen Trump trip
no.
or go out there and
no.
go off and over and never?
Trump
like,
has a
you?
Strong, manly gait. He has what's called a strong,
That's
manly
right.
gait. He doesn't walk
yeah.
like a faggot. He doesn't walk like he's a degenerate fuck. He is not a cripple. He's strong. And at his age, he's got great genes. He's very strong at his age. Give him credit.
He is the give him credit. He is the ultimate alpha male. Okay? He's the warrior.
Yes.
Type.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Yes, he is.
He got the ball to fucking stand up to Russia and China and all these other fucking little dipshit, wit third asshole countries out there. And these countries respect mm-hmm. him, like Putin.
Right.
Okay? They were buddies. Putin respected
yep.
Trump, and Trump respected
mm-hmm.
Putin. Just like same thing with Rocket Boy over there, a little sawed off that little bastard.
Yep.
Okay?
he
respected Trump. Okay,
mm-hmm.
like a little lovesick puppy dog, I guess. But he respected
yeah.
Trump. And that's exactly what you get when you need to have a leader, a real leader of a country, not a fucking pussy whip little bastard. Like,
right.
you know, Senor
right.
Shit for Brain, Potato Head, okay, that's in there right now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only thing that he's worried about is when are they going to change his fucking Depend diapers? Okay.
That's right.
When you
and when is the next ice cream break? I want some more ice cream,
yeah.
damn it. Yeah.
Ice cream.
Ice cream. And
then you have to
ice
have
cream. I want ice cream like a little 5-year-old little fuckhead. Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah, and then you get,
here's ice cream, kid.
Then you have to have the Secret Service there babysitting him. They are literally babysitting him.
Oh,
have you
yeah.
seen, have you seen the video where they're having to point, oh, you need to go over here or you need to exit over here? And he just walks around like, ooh, ice cream. Ooh.
Yeah.
And you call
yeah.
this a leader of country?
Oh.
What a fucking idiot.
It's all about the cash.
I mean,
the Biden family used
yeah.
their, in my
yeah.
view, their relative. I don't think the real Biden up there is the real Biden, okay? And we said that before on my show.
Yeah,
this son,
yeah.
they've used him to make millions and millions of dollars. I will say their plan has been fabulously successful. The Biden net
yeah.
worth has gone up exponentially while Joe Biden was president. Your first clue, America, was when Joe Biden never had a campaign. You know why? He was told you don't have to campaign. You're going to win. It's in the bag,
yeah.
baby. We're going to cheat. You're going to be installed. That's why he did it. You ever wonder why he was so cavalier? Oh, I don't have to campaign. Oh, I've got lots of supporters. He'd make a few things and just for show, some window dressing. But deep down, if you looked at him, he was very confident he was going to win. And I always noticed that he really knew, I'm going to win. Trump was the guy doing big, big rallies, 100,000 here. Yeah, it's all well fine and good, Trumpy baby, but it didn't put you in the Oval Office. It didn't.
Yep.
And all those black and brown votes you catered to didn't put you over the cheating either. Okay, so I think it's great. Trump's got blacks for Trump, Hispanics for Trump, Latinos for Trump. Yeah, by all means, you got to be. Look, you're a man of the people. I get it. But don't
right.
expect them to give you the margin of victory because Biden just waltzed into the Oval Office, and a lot of people say that's Joe Biden's brother, his brother or a relative that looks a lot like him. That's what a lot of people say. You can go. It's not the real – The real Joe Biden, the story goes, died several years ago, and the family said they faked it. And if we're going to have stay in power in politics, we're going to run his brother or his relative who looks a lot like him, and no one's going to know because the last few years of Biden, anyway, he was out of the spotlight. And they also know that American people have a low attention span. They don't remember anything.
They don't remember shit.
Right? They don't remember shit. They don't remember shit. Exactly. They don't know shit. They don't remember shit. They don't want to know anything. Ignorance is bliss.
You can fool. It's bliss, absolutely. There you go. You can fool the people by the millions, tens of millions.
You can.
Okay. We have been fooled for decades now on every subject that you can possibly think of. The driver's license, the birth certificate, guns, okay? This is the most ridiculous, the biggest con job in human history, okay, is being perpetrated on the American people right now. Right now. It's going on right now. And they're being lied to left and right. I mean, it's just, you go do this, and you go do that, and you go do this. I mean, people will jump. I mean, you tell them anything. I don't care what it is, okay? You got to go use the outhouse out there in the middle of Northwest Highway. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, this is. It's just amazing. Okay. Texas. You know, I carry a badge around that says concealed handgun license, right? And right now, it's the Constitution. Your concealed handgun license now because of the constitutional carry here in Texas. And everybody that looks at that badge, they don't see what's written on it. All they see is a badge and say, oh, you're a cop.
Right.
And I said, no, I'm not a cop. You know, I can't impersonate no cop or anything like that. But it's just a ploy to show people that in case they're going to be fucking with you, the first thing they see is a badge. Oh, better not fuck with him. He's a cop. Works all the time.
Yeah.
So it's so simple. Something as simple as that, okay? And they'll spill their life out for you. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's absolutely amazing how stupid people are. Instead of using some common sense, like me and you and everybody else that's on here in the show, we would ask questions. We question everything.
Yeah, right.
I question every fucking thing, okay? I'm a retired master electrical engineer. I question everything. I use logic.
Mm-hmm.
To figure things out, okay, and usually it works.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
If this country would bring back the logic and the common sense that we once had that, believe it or not, we once had common sense. Okay, in this country, when I was growing up, there was a lot of common sense.
Around. There was not anymore. America's getting crazy. Like I said in the monologue, America loves craziness. They love their drugs. They love to loot. They love crime. And the problem is there's nobody in America wants to be the actual adult. Everybody wants to, hey, we're your friend, bro. We're cool with you, bro. Yeah, loot that store, bro. Ha ha. Hello. Really funny. And no one's the adult. And we have a nation. We have a nation of children, is what I'm saying. Nation of children who don't know consequences, don't want to know consequences about anything. I get it. Life's more fun that way when you're goofy and carefree. I understand. We were all young once. But my point is, we all learned as we were coming up the ranks. These guys, they don't want to learn anything new. They don't want to learn anything new. They want to stay stuck. In their mental paradigm for life. They're stupid. Right. And the drugs don't help. The drugs make them even stupider.
Another thing that has to be done is these people have to stop offending people. They are so walking on glass.
How dare you offend people? Oh, how dare you offend people?
How dare you?
Oh, my God. We can't offend people in America. All the delicate snowflakes out there with their delicate ears, they can't hear this stuff.
That's right.
They're going to melt.
You can't call a fag a fag, a nigger a nigger, a Mex a Mexican, you know, the whole fucking nine yards. Okay?
That's right.
Long live the fucking Confederacy. There's no doubt about that. The South will rise again. And when it does, oh, boy.
Oh, it will.
It's going to be awesome.
Watch out.
It's going to be awesome.
Duck and cover, America. Duck and cover. Yeah.
One last thing here. This is the only thing that's going to stop America from going into the or into becoming a third world shithole. Drum roll, please. Da-da-da-dum.
Got it.
That's the sound. It's what's going to happen right there. God made this country. Made this country in guts. Go ahead.
That's right. Guns, right. God, and guts. None of that order, but you get the idea, folks. Gunslinger, great call, man. Great rant. One of your best ever tonight. Love it. Thank you, sir.
Later.
Have a great night, man.
Good.
You got it, man. That Gunslinger. Wow. Was that a good one or not? Oh, my God. Great, great call. Fantastic. We covered a lot of ground there, me and the Gunslinger. There's a lot to talk about. Yeah, this country, look, it's getting stupider and stupider. Americans pop pills like candy. They don't know how to drive. They can't hold a job. We're going to have millions more homeless in the streets. It's coming. I know you don't want to hear it. It's coming. We're going to have a lot of problems in the future. I don't see anything to lift us off the trajectory we're currently on. And Gunslinger has left the building.
All right, folks. Calm down. Go about your business. These jokers will be gone soon. Now, why y'all want to come into my town and start trouble? And scare all these nice people? You ain't got nothing better to do than to come into Bill Sharp's town and show your ass.
God, love that. That guy sounds just like the Gunslinger, or vice versa. Yeah, you know, let's get back to Trump for a moment. Leaking had a good post here. And our chat room, by the way, is very lively. If you're out there tonight, look at our chat room. We've got Stefano in there, Catwoman, Lincoln Roxwell, Gunslinger, Duck Northwest Media, Stickhouse Fuhrer, and on it goes. Well, you guys have been to Trump rallies before, and so have I. I've been to three. When he was back in 2016, he came to Phoenix three times, and I went to three of his big, big rallies. And I'll be honest with you, 100%, or I'll say 99.9% of all the people that were there were overwhelmingly white European men and women and their young children or families. Family, they call it down south. How's your family? Your family. Now, the media, they will scan the crowd. They're desperately trying to find five or six African-Americans in the crowd to put behind Trump at every rally. And they go, hey, we would like to put you in the camera. And they'll put him on stage. And so it makes Trump look like he's not a racist and he's all about diversity, equity, and inclusion, blah, blah, blah. You know, the whole Blacks for Trump thing, which did not secure him victory in 2020. I will remind you all the time about that. They did not secure victory. And Trump was betting that they would. Stupid math, negative math, it didn't work. We all know that story. But don't forget his base. And when Trump never talks about his base of white people in the country. Oh, how dare you say that, Von Wheel? How dare you? As Greta would say over there. You know, look, it's a fact. I love facts because they're stubborn, inconvenient things, inconvenient truths. No other show has the balls to talk about what we talk about, real history, real things, real observations. And I'm telling you that if you were to sit there and say, oh, what, Trump's got a multicultural base of Blacks for Trump. Oh, yeah, there's people that support him like that. But go to any of his rallies, even today, predominantly white, predominantly. Even today, over 90%, easily. I saw the one up there last week or so in the Midwest. Look, it is what it is. People don't like to admit it. If I was Trump, I would embrace your base. That would be my slogan, embrace the base. Embrace it. Grow it. That's where your power is. That's where the power lies. It's not in other groups that you think are going to pitch you over the edge, and they're not. They're simply not. Well, we get to Lincoln here. We had Brett, the surfer, who was going to come on, but he basically blew the coop. And get a cocktail, relax a little bit. I shall return, I promise. I like what Stefano wrote, though, that swinging Austin Powers London music. Yeah, it's kind of a groovy tune from that era. Groovy, baby. It's a man, baby. I own the Austin Powers on DVD. They are hilarious. But you got to be in a quirky slapstick sense of humor when you watch them because they are so crazy. They're funny as hell. The first one I think is the best. I still think the first one's the best. Love the SS lady wearing the black leather jacket. Would always be screaming and, you know, you've seen it. You know what I'm talking about. Funny stuff. We'll get to Lincoln here in a moment, momentarily. We're going to queue up his theme song. Everyone's got a theme or a promo when they come on the show. I made a point of doing that. It's what we like to do, damn it. We should all know the Democrat mantra by now, that no one in America can dispute an election or it is insurrection. Don't you notice that? It's insurrection. Yeah, if you question the election. I'm sure many of you saw the riots and looting in Philadelphia this past week. Of all the she-boons out there and the young black youth of America. And I'm just being honest with you. I saw about 20 Twitter videos. I didn't see one white guy or one white girl doing it. Now, somebody could have been in blackface on those videos. I don't know. That is possible. But look, we have our inner cities. And here's the thing. I'll tell you like a little secret. Maybe some of you know. Americans in the suburbs don't give a rat's ass about the urban decay in the inner cities. I'll tell you why. Because nobody works there and nobody goes down there unless you're going to maybe once a year a concert or a sporting event or something like that. Or you're going to meet somebody in downtown Phoenix or downtown Dallas. About a few times a year, most people don't want to go there for these very reasons. They're dangerous. We had stores looted in Philadelphia. Riots broke out. Cars were damaged. People were assaulted. Who the hell wants to hang around that? We had 43 adults arrested and counting, 3 juveniles arrested, 1 police vehicle in Philadelphia vandalized, 1 car dealership reported 7 cars were stolen from the lot. My God, what a chimp out. I'll call it what it is. This show may not be for you, and I understand that. This show will use some pretty direct language. I'm just tired of the candy coating, the hand-holding of people in the country. It's just time to spell things out. And that's what we're as tired of all the fake news and the fakery and the fuckery. When I started this show, we started telling it the way it is. We'll, watch some words and phrases from time to time. But, and by the way, if we use profanity, it's only to exercise a point. We don't want someone coming on the air and saying F. But everyone is doing it right. If you have a point, sometimes profanity is the only word you can use to get your point across. I do the same thing. Sometimes it's the only word that really fits into the sentence. Otherwise, they're not going to get the full meaning, and that's cool. We're okay with that, and everyone's doing a good job there. So if you're young at home, you're going to hear things that you aren't going to hear anywhere, and that's a good thing. Maybe it's high time you open up your ears and, you know, see what is really going on. Well, we'll get Lincoln on here from Flyover Country from the beautiful heartland of America next.
Talk to you again, man. I just wanted to call and let all the conservatives know, since it's still live on there. Every time, when you're a conservative and all these shit libs call you a Nazi, you think they sound retarded. Well, my message to you conservatives is that when you call shit libs like Trudeau a Nazi, you sound even more retarded than the shit libs.
So true. God.
I've seen that. Like,
yeah, they're calling
the
Trudeau a Nazi now.
There's like a bunch of fucking conservatives calling, oh, Trudeau's a Nazi. Oh, the liberal Nazi, Nazi. Like Alex Jones does, that fat Juden bastard. Oh, Nazi, Nazi. Liberals are Nazis. Like, they're literally the antithesis of the anti. They're every single thing that. Liberals are every single thing that the quote Nazis weren't. It is insane to try to make them the same.
Right. I know. It's, conservatives are just so stupid. They are exactly what I was talking about earlier in the show when they say ignorance is bliss. Don't tell them anything new. They have these funny mental paradigms, and don't encroach on it, don't tweak it, don't tell them anything new. They'll say, oh, you're a Democrat, you're a Democrat Nazi, and they go nuts, and they wave their arms around. Makes no sense what they say, but if you really, you know, tweak their nose a little bit, the stuff that comes out of their mouth, you can tell they haven't thought of anything. These are just knee-jerk reactions, what they've been told to say, because they're all programmed. Most of them are programmed cucks. If you're you meet a guy that goes against
It all stems from that fucking Dinesh, the street shitter D'Souza, who made that shitty like doc whatever thing you want to call it about how Trump is Abraham Lincoln and Democrats are Nazis and Democrats are the party of the Klan and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, right.
I'm like, yeah, back when the Democrats were the good party.
yeah, I saw that. He was, look, they've been trying. Here's the deal, as you know, the cucks in America, cucks in America hate, they just cannot stand or wrap their minds around nationalists or people of a national socialist origin, which really is more right-wing than the right-wing, if you really look at the scheme of things. They get hung up on the word socialist. And they go, oh, you're a socialist. That's what you just said. But national, the key word national, they never focus on that. National socialist meant only socialism, as you know, for your own people. It's not for the world. Hitler never wanted national socialism or Germany to export billions of Reichmarks to the world. He said, F the world. You're either for the Reich or you're not, right? And we're going to have it for our people, the German Aryan race, the Aryan man and woman. It wasn't meant for you know, I never saw newsreels of the German people going, we have to give, you know, 100 billion Reichmarks to Zimbabwe. Why don't we give some money to build it up, the new Israel, and let's give some money to China. Never happened.
They were the most successful country in the world at the time under National Socialism.
That's right. It was Germany. Germany was the most successful. That's right. They were far more successful than America. They got out of the Depression very fast. It's a textbook tale. They got rid of the Rothschild bankers with the Waffen-SS. They kicked them out. They tied the nation's GDP to labor, which really is the foundation of wealth. It's labor. And not many people know that. It's not widgets or it's your labor. It's the trade-off. And that's what makes your money powerful when you can go spend it. So you're basically working to get pieces of paper because you now want to buy somebody else's labor at a restaurant, a movie theater. It's labor. That's what it is. And Hitler, it's very simple. He basically took that concept and ran off with it. And that's why Germany had to be destroyed. They were way ahead of, and they were. Think about it. Yeah. Go ahead.
I mean, people don't realize like how successful they actually were. I mean, they actually attained damn near a 0% unemployment rate. You know the Autobahn we hear about, like the Autobahn everyone's heard of, but no one knows where the hell it came from. The Autobahn. I mean, basically in Germany at the time, like if you couldn't find work, if you're a fit male, a man capable of working and you couldn't find work or whatever, you got hired by the government to go help build the Autobahn. So, I mean, they literally achieved a damn near 0% unemployment rate, which is now people would call that, oh, socialism, the government's giving you a job. Well, fuck, it sure as hell worked for them. I mean, they lived by a saying. They had this classic saying that they lived by at the time. I'm sure you're familiar with this. You are very well versed in German history. You know, they had a saying, which is work will set you free. You work, you earn. Your labor, you know, the money is backed on labor, not just some number on a computer screen, some one or zero. It's actually backed by something. Our money's backed by nothing. I mean, it's just numbers on a screen.
Right, exactly. It's all digital. And they even tell you, it's our digital economy. Digital, digital, digital. Right? So, okay, if it's a digital economy, I get it. It's just numbers that they move around. We have a fake economy not tied to labor. And by the way, when they bring up the socialist thing, I always tell people the National Socialists were only for socialists. They were only for their own people getting benefits, which makes sense. Now, we had the same thing in this country. We had the big COVID checks, the stimulus checks, right, that went out. Isn't that socialism? So these people talk a big, big game, but I guarantee you they're all cashing those checks. I told them, I go, you got a COVID check, right? Yeah, but that's not the same thing. Yes, it is. You got it and you cashed it. And it came from the government, so shut the fuck up. You got it and you cashed it. Everybody likes that. Everybody likes, hey, I call it government cheese, sure. But at least in Germany, they made you build the Autobahn, right? And they did have. And see, here's the thing, Lincoln, as you well know, Germany was embarrassing is the real root cause here. They were embarrassing Great Britain and America, who were still embroiled in the Depression with 30-35% unemployment. Germany was embarrassing them. And they could not let this, always a powerful nation, but this whippersnapper in Europe, this young Hitler guy, teach them a thing or two. Remember, American Great Britain, we teach the world. We are the leaders. We are the ones. You will follow us. Hitler said, screw you. Who wants to follow you? I don't want my people to have 30-40% unemployment. Screw you. We're going to go down this other path. And they could not accept it. He didn't have usury as much. He got rid of the Rothschild banks. He tied everything to labor, and that was his genius. And the German economy, once they got rid of the Rothschild banks, took off like a rocket, you know. But he was embarrassing the Allied powers. The Allies couldn't sit there and, you know, have this ruffian, he's called the ruffian Hitler, up there teaching them a thing or two. They said, we got to put this young German man in his place. We got it's time for World War II. And that's the story of that, folks. If you really want to know, embarrassment of the Allies started World War II. Sort of a big chunk of it right there.
So I'm not going to hover over that one topic. It's been discussed tonight. I wanted to tell you, I thought the first Republican debate was gay. Holy shit. The second one was even more gay.
Okay, one thing you and I talked about that I wanted to do, and by the way, you wanted to challenge Lucid to a debate. I've put it out there, haven't heard back from her, so we'll see. I doubt if she will, but we'll put it out there. Let's do a rapid fire between me and Lincoln tonight on the Republican candidates for presidency. You've got basically 20 seconds to tell me your gut reaction to these people, and we'll just start off right now, okay? First one, Chris Christie, go.
Chris Christie had the worst line of the entire debate with, we're going to be calling you Donald Duck. That fat bastard has no chance. He shouldn't even be on the stage.
I love it. Nikki Haley.
Nikki Haley is loyal to nothing but Israel. She's all about Israel. She removed the Confederate flags from her own state. She worships at the altar of Jews. She doesn't belong on that stage.
Love it. Let's go with Vivek Ramaswamy.
Vivek Ramaswamy is the street shitter version of Tucker Carlson. He's a typical cut-and-cloth Republican that gets a couple of things right because he bucks the typical Republican trend here and there, is anti-vax, actually says there's two genders or two sexes, which is taboo to say nowadays in the conservative circle. But he's a street shitting Indian. He doesn't belong on the stage because this is a white country and he's not white. He should go run for president of India.
Okay, we will go with Tim Scott.
Tim Scott, the dumbest guy on the entire stage. Tim Scott literally attacking another curtains that they didn't even buy and then asking her, well, you didn't return the curtains when he found out she didn't buy the curtains. You didn't return the curtains. Like, what do you expect, Nog Tim? You think she's going to send the curtains back and get a refund for the country. Shut up. Go eat some fucking fried chicken and drink some Kool-Aid, and you don't belong on the stage. Go run for president of fucking Zimbabwe.
The Florida governor, Ron DeSantis.
To me, Ron DeSantis is the best alternative to Donald Trump. I don't like Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis went to Israel, claims he's all for free speech and is anti-woke. Florida, where woke goes to die, and then he travels to fucking Israel to sign an anti-Semitism speech bill, making it illegal to question loyalty to Israel or questioning why Jews own everything, all the media, all the news, everything in the freaking country. He's all about being anti-woke, but is a woke fag himself. And does, you know, I guess he has a right to be on the stage as a white man. He should go join the Israeli Congress or some shit.
I love it. Continuing our rapid fire segment, Mike Pence,
the most boring guy on that stage who takes credit for everything Trump did, which I'm not a fan of Trump, but it seems like he wants to play both sides. Anything that is popular that Trump did, he wants to take credit for and say, our administration, thing that he can use to attack Trump, he does that. He's an unloyal bastard. He also loves Israel just as much, if not more, than Ron DeSantis. He calls himself a Judeo-Christian. Fuck him. He should go to Israel, too. You want dual citizenship with Israel? Go to Israel.
That's right. Governor Doug Burgum of North Dakota.
I don't know enough about the guy, honestly. I mean, to me, he seems like he might be the – he seems like a decent guy. I mean, as far as I know, North Dakota isn't being flooded with Nogs and everything else, at least to the degree that all the other states are in. Honestly, it's hard for me to say much about him because I don't really know much about him. I'm sure if he's grilled – he'll be pro-fag, pro-capitalist, pro-blah-blah-blah, everything else, like every other if he wasn't a bought and paid for bitch like Vivek got right the first debate, he wouldn't be on the stage. So I don't trust any of them, but I can't really criticize the guy. He only gets to say like five things in the entire debate, and then they threaten to cut his mic.
That's right. And the guy that wasn't there, the man that won the debate, but it wasn't there, Donald Trump. Your thoughts?
Oh, Donald Trump. Talked the big game, ran a masterful campaign in 2016, ran a fantastic campaign, kicked off the whole nationalist rise in the country. I will give him credit for that. He started the whole thing. I will give him credit for that. Unfortunately, all he did was talk a lot of shit. Then once he was in office, did nothing but worship Jews, blacks, and faggots, and never even once mentioned the white blue-collar worker that put him in office to begin with. He promised to do something about chain migration, birthright citizenship. He did nothing. He promised to build a wall, and Mexico's going to pay for it. Mexico didn't pay for shit, and he didn't build a wall.
20 seconds is up. Awesome.
He
with Lincoln Roswell.
And embraces Bruce Jenner, that flaming faggot. He belongs in the country, but not for me. Go, you love Israel, go be president of Israel.
Yeah. Yeah, I've always said Israel has a right to exist. And they do. And if you want to be pro-Israel over America, like Nikki Haley and others, go to Israel. Run for office over there. Why are you on a Republican debate stage? That was a good rapid-fire segment there, Lincoln. We'll do more of that in the coming election year. We'll do more rapid-fires. So that was a good one. Very colorful. Oh, my God. So, I mean, yeah, the thing that Chris Christie said, we're not going to call you Donald Trump. We're going to call you Donald Duck. Quack, quack, quack.
Think about it, Ron. Think about how cringe that comment was, and then picture that fat bastard actually standing in front of a mirror and practicing saying that, because it was obvious he was going to say it. They all practiced their pre-scripted shit before they on there. He knew he was going to say it. He thought it was going to be the big gotcha moment, and it went over like a lead balloon.
Gotcha. We're not going to call you. You're keep ducking the debates. We're not going to keep calling you Donald Trump. We're going to call you Donald Duck. Quack, quack, quack. I mean, I heard that and just burst out laughing. I almost spit out my iced tea I was drinking. Or I think it was German beer, actually, last night. Yeah, the German beer. The St. Pauli girl liked that stuff. And I was just going, my God, dude. I mean, yeah, you're right. Nobody. He got some booze. He got a few, you know. You're real clever. Real clever, Chris Christie. Yeah, it's real clever. Donald Duck, okay. Donald Duck.
Like, what the fuck, God. Chris Christie? Like, what 8-year-old do you have working on your campaign that wrote that for you?
Exactly. Some young
Did
Republican group
write that
wrote that.
You?
We'll
Did
call
your
him Donald
write
Duck.
For you?
Grandpa? Yeah, and I love how Vivek now holds up his hand there. Like, talk to the hand, bitches. Talk to the hand. You see that? Catch that? He put up his hand to Tim Scott and then this, like, trying to shush them. And then he says, I didn't really mean saying that you guys were all bought and paid for. Dude, once you say that, you can't. Don't take it back. That shows weakness. I would have doubled down. I still think you're all bought and paid for. And that's why I should be the nominee. How about those apples, America? Vote for me. Hey, put it there. You know, you have half the country is going to freaking agree with you. Mm-hmm.
You know why he did that, right?
Oh, lots of reasons. He's trying to move to the center.
Well,
he's trying to.
Said you're all bought and paid for. And then I saw conservatives all over on big Telegram channels, on Gab channels, on big Telegram. For some reason I'm still on Gab, on Twitter, just one of the bullshit accounts. I just don't ever post anything. I just read and don't post. That's probably why I'm still there.
Right. That's why you're still there.
I saw like all these big conservatives, Alex Jones fans and stuff
all
like
crying.
That went on this big thing about how Vivek was using his hands a lot, just like Hitler, so he's a Nazi. And the other thing I saw them doing was I saw, like, Jonathan Greenblatt and a lot of Jews on Twitter and Telegram, shit like that, saying that they're all bought is an anti-Semitic trope, meaning that Jews control everything with money. So, you know, that was the big thing about him by Nikki Haley and all the other conservatives were attacking him, calling him an anti-Semite. So then when he said, you're all bought and paid for, they twisted that into an anti-Semitic thing. Oh, you're saying
sure.
The Jews control us. So he had to walk that back is, you know, he's got to go on a big Jew ass kissing spree. Just like the others have all the others have kissed the Jew ass before him. Now it's his turn.
Next, we're going to see Vivek Ramaswamy hunt the Holy Wall there in Israel. He's going to go over there and hump. Now, a lot of you folks don't know what that means, but basically it means you're humping the wall. It is an erotic Jewish thing. It's a deep rabbit hole, but when you see them like that thrusting thing back and forth, well, use your imagination. That's what it is. As a whole, you can research that on your own. I'm going to leave that right there. But that's what I've heard, allegedly. Vivek's going to go over to Israel now to atone for his sins. He has to kiss the ring of the rabbi, and he has to get their blessing to run, to continue his run. He'll pick up some shekels. He'll give a little Jewish cash, and he'll fly back. I guarantee you, my prediction in the next 6 months max, Vivek's going to fly to Israel. If not sooner, he's going to fly to Israel because he is going to go over there and kiss ass. They all do it. They all do it. Why does Nikki Haley have her nose?
Because
that's where the money comes from.
I mean, let's be honest. You're not going to win the presidency without being on Fox News, without being on CNN, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, CBS, Twitter, Facebook, fucking blah, 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 blah. And Jews own every one of those. So if the Jews get pissed at you, they can literally take you off of every single thing on the planet except for, like, Gab and Telegram.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
And they will.
The only things you have left is Telegram and Gab.
And Blog Talk Radio. That's it. Those three media platforms. That's why I'm on all three platforms. I'm on Telegram, I'm on Gab, I'm on Blog Talk.
I've made a few comments on Blog Talk and have had people threaten to have me banned.
Okay.
And that's why, actually, in your chat room, when I show up as Lincoln Roxwell 2, that's because my first account was banned because some conservative faggot got mad because I said I'm proud to be white, and I made some positive pro saying, I said, white men built the entire world, and he got all fucking mad about it and had me banned, which is why my username is now Lincoln Roxwell 2. That was a white conservative that banned me.
Yeah, I've always said we have problems on all sides. Look, these conservatives, they're really a strange bunch. They don't like to be challenged on anything, I've noticed. And they have a weird worldview, but I have condensed it, America, and I want to get your thoughts, Lincoln, on this. Most cucks have no balls. They are gutless, and they go with the flow. Once you know that, when they get into politics or, say, a radio show or a congressman, whatever, just a guy on the street, who cares? They basically know deep down in their psyche that Jews control the media, Jews control banking, and it's true. It's not a conspiracy. It's true. Just do your own research, as I have. They are in media, in finance, in education, in Hollywood, and predominantly in our Congress. Why 2% or 3% of the population has got like 80% of the congressional seats? Well, you do the math. You tell me why that's like that. But my point is these guys – know that, but they don't want to admit it because they think at the end of the day, if I don't say anything, if I don't make any disparaging comments to Israel or Jews or anything like that, one, nobody can call me a racist, nobody can call me anti-Semitic, and I might get some shekels thrown my way. I might get a sponsor for my little show. I might get a radio station. I might even, if I'm really good or kind of good, just good enough, I might even get a little TV show or even a Fox show, see? And that's why they do it, because in the back of their mind, they want to go national. And that's why they will not tolerate anybody that comes on their show that bashes the golden calf. And I'll leave it there. What are your thoughts, Lincoln?
Well, just I want to clarify. I want to clarify in case someone took that the wrong way when they're listening to the replay or whatever. I want to clarify, Blog Talk did not ban me. Blog Talk has never banned me, done anything whatsoever. It was that conservative fag host that banned me. And I didn't even say anything bad. I didn't say anything disparaging or negative about any race on the planet. I didn't say anything negative about Jews. I didn't say anything negative about blacks or anything. I just simply made pro-white comments pointing out that white men built this country. Things like that, and holy shit, that was bad enough for them to have me banned.
How dare you?
I wasn't even saying anything bad about any other race of people. I was simply saying good things about whites, and they took that as offensive.
Yeah, but see, cucks will take that as offensive because you're not towing the Jewish line. See, their whole methodology, their mental thought process and paradigm is to never offend the Jew, and when you bring up the white race, you're offending the Jew. And it goes against their paradigm. And they go, I can't have that on my show, so I got to get this guy off. So they blocked you. Right. And so there's so many of them. And they don't even realize, and they don't want to hear anything. Because I've always said, I've met a few of these guys, or I talked to them, and they are just pro-Israel. I mean, look, Israel has a right to exist, like Bolivia or like Peru or Italy, any other country. Sure, that was the country designed for Jews. So all the Jews should live in Israel, technically, for the most part. They shouldn't be spread out all over the world. You got a perfectly good country to live in. But you're right, man. The cucks are like that. And in my view, that's why they end up doing that.
Well, that's kind of somewhat debatable, seeing as how the country of Israel didn't even exist until 1948. you know, most of that land that they have was belonged to the Palestinians and then the 12 tribes originally back in the day. I mean, they don't really have – they really don't have an ancestral right to the entire country of Israel, if we're being honest about it. but sure,
yeah,
if they want to claim
but, you know,
that,
it was
they
created.
Got that land, if they want to claim that and make it theirs, sure, whatever. But they don't. They really don't have any ancestral right to that land like we have in America or Scotland or Ireland
right.
or England or fucking Germany or Poland or whatever.
Right, right. Well, that is true. And, you know, by the UN Charter, they created the country in 1948 of Israel. So with the UN, yeah, that whole land was Palestinian. I totally agree. But the Jews went down there. It was a lot of things. The Balfour Agreement, yeah, during World War II, prior to that, and then after the war. The deal was that if you fight on the Bolshevik side, Israel is going to be a nation, and the Jews will finally have their official homeland. Because before that, yeah, there was no Jewish country. They were vagabonds, and that's how they operate. They always said, the world is my oyster. I don't have any, and that's why they don't care about the countries. Oh, they might care a little bit about the country that they live in, but generally speaking, they're not the blood and soil of any nation because they never had a nation, you know, except for biblical times, Judea and things like that. But, yeah, so when Israel was
yep.
established, the rest is history, you know, crazy world, man. So what else? What were your other takeaways from the Republicrat national debate, which was a freaking clown show? Like I said, anything else come to mind? Any other?
I'm waiting. A guy I know is trying to put together a meme like the last one, which was Vivek and Haley like arguing back and forth with like the Indian overlay, which was hilarious. Now the same guy is working on an overlay of Nikki Haley arguing with Tim Scott where she's, like, yelling at him, you fucking fuck you, buddy. And then Tim Scott saying, like, she is not my chicken, bitch.
Oh, that's great. That's great. That's going to be hilarious, man. Oh, my God.
I mean, it's so silly.
That's a good one.
This is the state of the conservative party. Like, they're literally arguing. Like, white folks, which is their base, whether they like it or not, whether they like that their base is white, is the white race, the European race, whether they like that or not, it's a fact. Whether they like it or not, it's a simple fact.
Whether they like it
or not is irrelevant. And then they've had two debates now. I've heard all about how much they love Israel. I've heard him arguing about fucking curtains, of all things. I heard him talk about a 10-cent gas tax they argue about. I don't hear them talk about a single thing that's even relevant or on the minds of the average white man or woman, which is safety, immigration, family, traditional values, you know, faggot shit being taught in schools, stuff like, I haven't heard one of them yet talk about anything that any white person gives, any typical, normal white guy, I'm not saying like some fucking millionaire or whatever,
right.
some political campaign
right.
advisor, just your average blue collar like you and I, or Stefano, or Gunslinger,
mm-hmm.
or Kat, or, you know, like your average blue collar, normal white person gives a shit about. I don't give a shit if South Carolina had a 10-cent gas tax. I don't give a shit if you cut fucking taxes in Indiana 20-something years ago. I don't give a shit if you served on the board of, if you served in the UN. I don't give a shit of what if you what curtains you hung in your embassy. I mean, it's like, I mean, how out of touch are these retards? It's insane. What the white population is being decimated. Literally the night before the debate, a bunch of NOGs literally went down blocks of Philadelphia, destroying stores, vandalizing stores, looting stores, basically destroyed a couple blocks of a city, and it's not even mentioned. It's not even brought up. Like, it's not even discussed. Instead, we get Tim Scott talking about America's not a racist country. I'm a son of a fucking slavery is good. You know, slavery wasn't good.
He's an idiot. He's a diversity hire.
I tell you what, the only reason I watch those debates, I watch those debates for one reason and one reason only. It's because conservatives are so retarded that I watch shit like that because it gives me ammunition to use against conservatives and get people away from thinking as conservatives and start thinking as naturalists.
That's right. That's right. That's right. I'm for a nationalist party, and we've said that. We need a strong nationalist third party. We have to, because the Republicrats, you're right, man. The stuff they talk about, what's important to them, I'm sitting there with my mouth open going, you guys lost it. I mean, we had this very week. Why didn't somebody bring up the 900% Chinese military-age males, which I brought up on my show in the monologue, coming over the Mexican border? Not a word. They don't care about immigration. They don't care about the riots in Philly, all the looting, all the crime wave going on in this country. I mean, that's not important to them. Not important. And you got them, what gets me is you got them like Nikki and others trying to, especially Nikki, I mean, trying to one-up who loves Israel. They just play this game. Who loves Israel more? Nikki Haley looks in the mirror. I'm the fondest of them all, as she's talking to Israel in the mirror. I'm the fondest girl of them all, as she combs her hair. I love Israel. And she practices, I'm sure, right in front of the mirror. I can see her doing that as she combs her hair like a little girl. Who's the fairest of them all? Well, I am. I'm Nikki Haley. She has her nose so far up Israel's ass. She's Israel first and not America first. I've always said that. She only loves to bolster Israel. Bring up America or our border, not really important. She'll say, what's the Israeli connection to this? How will this affect Israel? I mean, almost every time she brings them up, not every time, but I mean, I'm being a little facetious there, but I hear it enough where it's just like nails on a chalkboard. You know, and they're all going to go over there and hump the wall and put on the funny hat. I mean, look, it's like,
oh yeah,
yeah, they have to. They have to get those shekels to fund their campaign. I get it. But oh my God, you know, it's just every year it's the same old disastrous mess
we're in, man. Is like you literally have to do the bidding of your enemy to even have a chance to become a leader of the country.
That's
if
right.
If you don't do their bidding for them, you have no chance because they own everything. They can cancel. They can take away your bank account. They can take away your social media. They can take away. You won't be on Fox News, CNN, CBS, ABC, NBC because they own all of those.
That's right.
You're not going to win a campaign on Gab. I hate to tell people, but you're not going to win a campaign on Gab.
No. No, Gab is very, very limited. I've always said that. It's a great platform, but you're not reaching. Gab is really, it's more mainstream now, but people just don't. I mention it all the time to people. Are you on Gab? Well, I've heard about it. Get on there. Go to GAB. And they always want to put two Bs. GABB? No, Gab. GAB. I would say GAB.com. And you got to spell everything out for the Americans. They're pretty stupid. Lately, they really are.
I've tried to get people to get on Gab,
yeah.
Or you know, and it's funny how it works. Some people I tell to get on Gab, like normal conservatives, like guys I know in real life that I work with,
yeah.
Like you should
yeah.
get on Gab, and they're like, okay, hang on, I will, and they look and they're like, I'm not finding it. They're looking in the App Store. You can't get Gab in the App Store. It's not available
right.
Because the Jews won't allow it in the App Store so you have to go through this hurdle process of going to the gab.com and creating it to the making a bookmark for your homepage so it works kind of like an app.
Yeah.
But they don't want to go through that trouble. They just want their one click Twitter button, their one click Facebook button. They can show off their Abraham Lincoln stamp collection or whatever on Facebook. And say how much they hate Nazis and how much they love Israel, and that's just easier for them than going through the extra step of getting a web version saved to their homepage. Or I get them on Telegram, and they join Telegram, and after 2 days, they're like, holy fuck, these guys are racist, and they delete their accounts.
Yeah, well, the truth hurts. The thing is you're right. A lot of people, they're just lazy. They're lazy. A lot of them are millennials. They're lazy as fuck. They don't want to jump through some hoops to get where they need to go. And look, I always say, look, then you get what you deserve. You know, what do you mean? Listen to me. You get what you deserve. If you don't want to learn anything new, if you want to stay in your mental paradigm, and you never want to look at a meme or a story, or to me, there's a lot of good news and a lot of good memes on Gab. I post a lot of them myself, and I'm always looking for new ones. I love memes. The meme war continues. But yeah, a lot of these guys, yeah, it's like, look, then don't cry to me when Trump disses you. He's not going to cater to you. When the election's a farce, you'll be scratching your head going, but I thought all this was going to work out. I was promised by Fox News. You guys are living in La La Land. You're just stupid. And, you know, I always tell them, I bet somebody told you.
Memes. The best memes on the planet are in my Telegram chat. They're better than the ones on Gab. Like, my Telegram chat has the best memes of any place I've ever seen.
I totally agree. Your Telegram chat's got the best memes, yes, and they really are the best. They're the best I've seen. Seriously, really, really good. Nick, man, thanks for the call, brother. We'll talk again soon, man, and hell for victory and all that and more. Always good hearing from you, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah, brother, I'm getting ready to go kick up a Telegram chat. I think Stefano and Kat and maybe some others are still around, and maybe get a voice chat going in there. Good to see Stefano in your chat room tonight. I don't know who the other person was. Like, when they first joined, I thought maybe it was Stefano, but it turns out I have no idea who that person is. It's a random person I don't know. I thought I might know someone then, but it turns out I have no idea who that was. I like their username very much. I'll put it that way. Hail the Fuhrer. Have a good night, Vaughn.
Hey, thanks a lot, Lincoln. Have a good night, man. Great talking to you, as always. Lincoln from the heartland of America, folks, in that beautiful flyover country. Yeah, that guy was called Sieg Heil Fuhrer, and that was his handle. And I met him on Gab many times, and he wanted to come on the show tonight. Or not come on the show, but he wanted to go in the chat room, and he loved it from what his comments were. Wow. Well, we're in our overtime segment. We got a few calls have dropped off. We're going to get our tech wizard on here in a moment, momentarily, for the last remaining minutes of the show here. We've got a lot to talk about tonight, as usual. Let's get right into it with the Irish Pirate. And by the way, we'd like to know if some more fun packs are in our lineup for the fall. Let's check it out. Hey, Lincoln. I'm sorry, Irish Pirate. How you doing, man? Welcome to the show.
I'm getting there. I want to answer that fun pack thing. I definitely, when you said you wanted specifically that NWO thing, that's one of the earliest moshes I ever made. And I did it with a cassette tape recorder when I did. I mixed NWO with that I'm going to take very personally and very seriously because I've always wanted to do what you're asking me to do. And I'd like to get some of those great New World Order statements that people have said that nobody wants to believe and flip them on there. And Al Jorgensen, the guy that made that song, he's way to the left. I mean, he really hates warmongers. Really. And so I side with him on that.
Sure.
Just like I don't side with any form of earlier today, I heard people saying National Socialism could be okay. Number one, who gets the money and who gets to spend it? Answer, the government you don't trust. Wrong. We know because of what registered Republicans, regardless of what they know or what they don't know, they're the ones that are more charitable by nature than all other parts of our all other parts of our politics. Let's put it that way. So people care about other people, and they're the ones that see what's on the streets. They're the ones that do the business with the people who can't pay anymore, that they know these things. And instead of taking advantage of them, which I know is the argument against overdue capitalism, you know, where people are getting crony and stuff like that, Capitalism is what you're born with. There is no such thing as University of Capitalism. You know, there's no capitalistic studies anywhere. And that's because we all do
right.
it. And so I don't like comparing that to where some idiot came around and said, I can think of a better way if you'll just let me pool a bunch of money and then we can think of some theosophical way to be able to spend it. That's wrong, too. So I got news for you. People that are in the trenches, that are in the know, in their localities, been there for a long time, not in the corporations for a long time. Those guys are the scumbags that suck out. I'm talking about people who have been living where they've been living for a long time. Those are the ones who know what's going on in their neighborhood. And those are the ones who actually know who could use the help. And if they could keep their money, they would know where to spend it. They would be more than willing to give some of it away. They don't need to just sock it away for, their great-great-great-great-grandchildren if they knew they could make more. It's when you take it away that they're scared to give it up. So, no, when this country was first founded, and remember, they started different colonies, if you will, when people first got here. The only one that made it is when people were allowed to keep their own wealth. Everybody else was actually doing. Yeah, everybody else is acting like communism or socialism or whatever you want to call it. And it didn't work. And it will always
work.
See,
we got away from that, though. Right, and we got away from all that.
It'll always work with somebody
else's
money, too.
Right.
Yeah,
we got away from the original colony.
It'll only work for a short time. Yeah, sooner or later you got to drop
capitalism.
You got to go back.
In its pure, communism is terrible, but capitalism in its pure form, while we were predominantly white Europeans with a high trust factor, we weren't bringing it. We weren't invaded by millions and millions of people like we are today. It worked. Now we're in a situation where we're being invaded by the third world. Over 25 to 30 countries are coming, are pouring over that southern border. And more on the way, I heard today, earlier before the show.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody wants to come here. And we're not going to have the resources. We're not going to have the water. We're not. And I mentioned that on prior shows.
I'm surprised we haven't had people that are private, that have a little bit more money to spend, go into Mexico and stop them there and see what Mexico has to say about that. They might even help them. That would be great. But we don't do that.
Yeah.
We're waiting for somebody in the government to close our border. And the answer is, well, they've already told you they're not going to. And they've told you. Yeah, they've already told you why they want them here, which I guess nobody was listening to. Hey, we just had this Republican debate, and it sounded like everybody was just ragging on Trump, which is really weird, considering he wasn't in the room. So why are they all so worried about it? The answer is because they know he's going to kick their butts. That's why. They have literally call him out. Why didn't they call out Biden?
He doesn't have to be there.
Why didn't they call out Kamala Harris? Why didn't they call out – we all know who the – if you've been paying attention, and those who don't understand InfoWars, I think I'll use some profanity here. Screw you. You know nothing about Alex Jones. You should be concentrating on Owen Schroyer right now, because if he goes down, you go down.
Yeah.
Period. So I'm all in with Owen Schroyer. I'm probably going to give him money to defend himself. I'm probably going to do it. I don't have any right now, but I'm going to. And, or at least I'll try.
Yeah, he's looking at prison. He's looking at three or four months in prison, I think, for his symptoms.
No,
right?
No,
60 terrible.
Days probably. 60 days, but it's on appeal.
60 days. Still,
but
it's
the more
2 months.
Thing is,
it's 2 months.
Can, well, you can read right now online exactly what they rung him up for. And if anybody says we're not on that document, think about it. Why are you dead-ass wrong? Why? Because you took somebody else's opinion and made it fact. The facts are what I believe in. The facts are what I go off of. Most people call their home a residence, drive what they call a vehicle. I mean, they do everything wrong. That's most people I know.
Yeah.
And because I'm a Christian, I love them. They need to get out of this habit because I'll give you a hint. Vehicle means it's something that's used to cross state borders to do business, which most people do not do. There are a few vehicles out there that some people own. Yay, great. You know what they are. You know what you're doing because of it, but everybody else is not. You live in a domicile. You might want to look that one up. Residence is your second home. Come on. You got a summer home in Colorado and you're not there. You need the state's help to defend it. That's fine. They're going to take some extra privileges on you. They can go into the house when they want if it's a residence. They can't.
That's right.
And they should. But the home you sleep in, if you call that a residence, you're insane. Which, of course,
if
you need representation in court, they consider that you are. But again, does that mean I'm smacking everybody? Am I saying you're not as smart as I am? The answer is no. I just care about these freedoms because I want all of them. I want them all.
Right.
And I want you to have them all. So I'll tell you now, I'm rebuking you. I'm telling you, hey, well, we have a lot of freedom still left in this country. You're almost, you know, the sand's out of the timer at this point. It's just a question of if the flag's going to drop. But I can tell you, this is what's worth fighting for. You're there. The honor that you should have is that you're here now ready to fight, ready to at least make the argument, why are things so stupid? Hey, open your mouth, please. I mean,
I
do have now Telegram, and it sucks. I don't like it. I think it's a 2-bit app, along with WhatsApp, which I think is maybe a 1-bit app. And I don't understand how people do all this stuff. And when I needed it, when I loaded it, when I started asking questions of why does it have to be this way, nobody has any answers. It's hilarious. It's about as bad as this.
Oh,
I got a new phone. You know I got a new phone, right? So to cancel the old carrier. Okay, if you have automatic payments off your debit card or off a bank account, for example, off your old carrier, I called them up and said, I just want to cancel my account. And they said, you can't. I said, what? You can't cancel. And I now realize what they dupe you on. Remember we were talking a moment ago about words. Okay, you didn't buy phone service by applying to your phone company. You didn't. You applied for an account. And they can charge you for the account even if you're not using the phone. So what they tell you is, you unless you can get access to your account, we're just going to keep billing you forever. And so the only thing you can do, for example, if it's to a card, you got to cancel the card. I think I accidentally, years ago, put it directly to a bank account, which is neat because I want to cancel it, right? I mean, I might do that. But I might be able to do one more thing. I think I might be able to hack my account. I'm going to give it a shot. And if that works, I'm good. If not, I got the rest of the month because the bill just got paid a few days ago. And so I got, you know, 20 days to come up with an answer. And I'm going to give it a diligent effort. But these little tiny cheats that are done to you corporately, that are done to you by people who might not even know what the correct answer is, but they just want you to give up your rights. They just want you to give your common sense.
Voluntarily. Yep, give up your rights. And the most uncommon
thing
in the
world is common sense,
They
want you to give up
your gender.
They want you to give up your breathing.
That's right.
They want you to give up your gender.
That's right.
Right? They added new genders so you can get confused. They added clouds. We talked about that. They went from 4 to 23. Believe me, there's only 4. Yeah, but there's a few more out there. Some of them have the name of, like, being burned, like burnt clouds.
Right.
I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's just as rejectable. Oh, they added years to how old the Earth is, if you remember. Some of the early phone calls I gave you, I got mad because it's like there's no evidence of evolution. There's no evidence of 13.7 billion years. There's plenty of things that says it has to be far less than that. And I don't know what it was. I wasn't there. I wasn't at the origin. And so this is what bothers people when I talk to them about stuff like that. They'll say, well, what do you believe? It's like, all I know is you're wrong. That's all I know. I don't know. I wasn't there. But I know you're wrong. I know you must be dead wrong because a lot of other things would have to happen.
You weren't there at the origin of the species, Irish pirate. You weren't there.
Oh, no, I wasn't there, unfortunately. I was hurrying, trying to get
with
out of that sperm cell or something.
Right.
I was trying to get adopted or something. Yeah.
And remember, Irish, just one thing I want to interject here. When God made the universe, he didn't create the Garden of Eden with Adam and Steve. He made it with Adam and Eve. Let's never forget that.
And on top of that, one of the things that I actually had to explain to somebody today, like, for example, there are craters on the planet where meteors hit it. And people say, the dumbest thing I heard today 5 times was we're now on our 6th extinction event. It's like, really, what happened when we completely obliterated the planet of all of its life the last 5 times? It's like, what?
Yes.
So here we go again. I mean, they just make this stuff up. Like, no.
They do.
A big, large crater hit the planet. Number one, my belief, you please feel free to challenge me on that. 6,500 years ago or less. Yeah, it's probable that maybe a meteor hit the planet. But let's say the planet was less than 1,000 years old. And where are all the, you know, anybody that's guessing where the Garden of Eden is? Opposite side of the planet, right? So it wouldn't have affected anybody. And it sure would have made it much better in the coming years if we were planting crops in that soil in future centuries. I think it was pretty intelligent that comets hit the planet. I think God was looking out for us, actually. He wasn't trying to kill anybody. But then again, that's what they told you. I mean, it's crazy. And like you said, it's hard enough studying real history. But the problem with real history is who wrote it, right? I mean, that's really hard to track.
Right.
But we do know that if you're interested in your own freedom, if you're really trying to take care of your family, if you're really trying to take care of children, there's a language you speak. And most of us don't speak it. Yeah, most of us are just trying to come home because to do your business, you practically have to leave your family. Now it's two parents trying to leave the family somehow and come back home. We found out what that was like in Maui, didn't we? You come home to dead kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So is trouble.
Or kids that were kidnapped, they can't find over, still hundreds of them, they can't find them. And don't tell me
they're not telling you about
the fire. Right.
Yeah, and there's still a whole bunch
of
people in jail for what they didn't do.
Really eerie.
Went to jail for what they didn't do on January 6th.
Yep.
I'm mad at myself for not knowing enough of their names. I'm still mad at myself for. I mean, I need to just sit down and study some of their names or something, just so that it can get into my heart and stay there for a while. Because I'll be honest.
Yep.
If I want to criticize you for not knowing, I don't know either, and it's wrong.
Yeah.
It's very wrong that I don't know. But I will do the best I can to try and at least stand up for that kind of – I know somebody has to go to jail wrongly, right? And how can you recover damage that you haven't taken? Yeah, so that's one of those things that's really hard to argue with. But there's a lot of people that understand that, and they say, okay, it's my turn. And that's kind of what Owen Schroyer is telling you right now. He says, look, it's my fight. I'm going to fight it.
Yeah.
I'm going to fight it like a rabid wombat. I'm going to do what I have to do because I don't want it to happen to you. And it's like, I don't know if you remember this, but I sent InfoWars a resume. I wanted to work for them.
You told me that.
I don't believe what other people have been bashing Alex Jones for. I wanted to work for him. And they didn't hire me. They hired Oren Schroyer instead. That could have just as easily been me. My worldview is not that much different than Owen's, and like him, he was a sportscaster first, and then said, "What am I doing following sports when the world's falling apart?" And he flipped over to more important subjects. Yeah, he took.
And he's made a name for himself.
If you look, at what they're busting him for, at first everybody said Jan 6. No mention of anything he did on January 6th in what they're actually writing him for. It's all speech, which is the first time ever that somebody has just spoken words. Not even insightful words.
I know.
Words.
Oh, it's...
Yeah. Yeah. Denying,
I'm trying to wrap your head around that one.
Yeah, denying an election was legitimate. They're mad at him for actually denying an election was illegitimate. It's not what they're busting for. It's for him after they told him, you can't say that, he said it again.
That's
what he's busting.
They
being
keep
busted
saying
for. And you
can't
and I,
say
Von
it was
Wehunt,
illegitimate.
Well, Von Wehunt, you and I would have said the same thing. I mean, you and I would definitely be in jail just like him if we didn't know how to defend ourselves. And so I don't like it when they say, well, Owen Schroyer likes to open his mouth. It's like, well, he does it for billions of people, just like you.
That's his job.
In a way.
His job is to talk.
He thinks of himself as a journalist.
No, his job
he
is
never
to talk.
Saw himself. Yeah. Now, granted, he likes to debate. He likes to debate Cox and other weirdos.
His job is to articulate the InfoWars message. Right.
Yeah, I don't know if
but
I could have done
job,
that. I don't know if I could have gone into big crowds and gotten spit on and, you know, people trying to break my camera and stuff like that. I don't know if I could have done that. I would have had a lot of
bodyguards. He's earned the street cred. Owen's earned the street cred. He has. He's
absolutely
earned it. He's been
and
in the streets.
I don't
he's
want
been in
it
the trenches.
To stop. Yeah, if I could file an America's Cure brief, I'd do it for him immediately. But he's got Norm Pattis. You know, he's got Lexis Anderson. My God, how old is she? 16? Oh, she is incredible.
I think so.
I mean, she's absolutely, yeah. Hopefully when she hits puberty, you know, maybe we could all like, you know, thank her and you know, post her as a mother of freedom. Cause right now she's the kid, but hey, the kid's got more talent than most people I know. She's really incredible. For example, Owen Schroer's got people pretending to be him on Twitter. And only one guy's breaking the law. He's actually doing illegal things and saying, I'm Owen Schroer. That's fraud.
Right.
He's not allowed to do that. Owen Schroer is trying to bring guests on his show. They check out Twitter because they don't know any better. I mean, they never heard of him before maybe or, you know, thought maybe his Twitter account is legit. The answer hasn't been on there for years. Like Alex Jones, he's banned off everything except banned on video.
You got 2 minutes, sir.
And, they check it. And then they see an illegitimate guy doing things deliberately to make him look bad. And so then they say, I'm sorry, but I don't want to come on the program. Well, now he's got to eat. Yeah, now he's in a fight for his, what do you want to call it, his namesake. You know, you're allowed to build your own reputation. Somebody can't do that for you, right? I mean, if you have your own platform, you're the one that puts on the content. If somebody comes on and says, I put the content on and I like porn and I like, you know, calling everybody out and calling them stupid for no reason, you know, and that's what happens to a guy like Owen Schroer. And they tried to do that to Trump. Didn't work out too well. And they tried to do it to Alex Jones. And my friend Kent Hovind, my God, he's still got thousands upon thousands of hate sites out there. But at least they admit they're hate sites. They don't like him, but they're allowed to say they don't like him. That's not true for Orange Schroer. That's not true for Alex Jones. So I definitely a piece of my heart goes out to those people because without them, we'd be nowhere right now. And so
I
love the Vaughn Wieland show because it gives me the microphone. Thank you very much for tonight. But
you're welcome,
ideally, we're following it. We're kind of standing on the shoulders of giants, as much as I hate that term. Leaves me cold is one of my favorite things. Standing on the shoulders of giants.
Well, we are. We are. There's been a lot of people that have come before us. Yeah, I appreciate that. Iris Pirate, thanks a lot, sir. Great, great show, man. Great call tonight. We appreciate you, buddy. Thank you. Have a great night.
Very passionate tonight. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, we're always passionate with the Iris Pirate here, our tech wizard, who's got some cool fun packs coming to us. Well, another end of a broadcast day, Mr. and Mrs. America. Wow, what a great show tonight. Well, just to sum up some things that we talked about that I wanted to get out here tonight. Throughout history, the United States military has been Southern white boys. And the reason why our military is having recruiting problems is because they no longer want to join a system that hates them. Why would a Southern white man join a military that is woke, that is full of degenerates? Not all, but there's enough of it out there where they're thinking twice about joining up. Now, we want a strong nation. We want a strong country. But I can see why if you're a young guy and you've been seeing all this woke crap, it doesn't really motivate you to sign up for the armed services. So who's going to sign up? Well, you're going to get more woke people, more fags, more gay people, more trans. That's exactly what's going in. People are joining other groups that are not like that more adhere to their character and their culture and things of that nature. And you can't blame them. You can't blame them one iota, you know? Also tonight, just know this, we'll talk about this more in future shows, that the United Nations, as quoted by the U.S. Congressman John E. Rankin, he stated that the United Nations is the greatest fraud in history. Its purpose, its sole purpose, and its design is to destroy the United States of America. The age of nations must end. The governments of nations have decided to order their separate sovereignties into one government, i.e. the New World Order, to which they will surrender their arms. And that, my friends, is found in the UN World Constitution. Not to be doom and gloom, but you need to know about these things. They are out there. We always wish that cooler heads prevailed, America. We hope that your area is safe and secure. We sound off from Valhalla Studios in the mountains of Arizona. We wish all Americans well. We wish for a chicken in every pot. We hope everyone does well. And until the next show, good night and God bless America. We'll talk again soon, I promise.
Gotta be a baby. Don't you know that I'm